Blog Talk Radio. opposed. IQ.
Come on, baby mama.
got that work.
Do you wanna see? 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 Yes, let's see.
queen bee.
Put that, 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 put that
Mike Q.
Legends, statements, and stars, the legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battle. Who will bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? For the hottest categories and the hottest competition, grand prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all team, Hot Fashion versus Urban Streetwear, the Dynamic Duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is gonna be fierce. Not shady, but fierce.
Mouth rock, European verb. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello everyone, you know, it's been a while. You know, London Bridge, you know, she comes on, she goes off, she comes on, bitch, I'm back. So, to start off, ladies, I started taking these chicken hormones and they are serving me, you know, to filth right now, you know, but they're giving me body. My topic is going to be tell the public, you know, bitch, just tell the public, you know, stop faking, stop fronting, you know, tell the public the truth, whether you're a legend, icon, statement, or star, you know, just tell them the truth. Maybe, you get, you know, some people who, you know, will open up to you and tell you the truth about them. Not talking about, you know, statuses and trying to be, you know, catty with stuff like that, you know, but tell the truth. If you're getting kicked out your place, tell the truth. Before any ado, I want to get to my co-host, I'm Miss Paul. Okay.
Mother, how are you?
Hello, sorry for the long pause. I had to burp, and it was a manly one. So, is everyone here? Jason, Tiffany, J-Rock, Mark, Naima?
I'm here.
Hey, London, what's up, brother?
Hello,
hey.
Mark, you been?
I'm here. London, I just want to let you know before the show starts, I'm only a star, dear.
Yeah, only.
Well, I'm
you know, they're taking away the girl statuses, so they might take away mine.
Well, I'm a statement.
Right. I'll become a regular girl. Pay it. Did you guys see this video of the terrifying elevator prank?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was a kiki. But wait, where's the rest of the co-host? Bloody, I want to get started. Before they get here, I just want to talk about all the new ugly, the ugly group that's out. Yeah, I said it. They're ugly. Very ugly. There was no need for you to go and make a group, Alexis, Janice.
I was put out of that.
You did not put out a Janice group. You left Janice's group.
Oh, I left Michi's group. I was put out of Janice's group.
Oh.
Oh, she puts people out?
Yes,
really?
God. She threw me out.
Oh, really? So that cock is on the trigger finger.
Incoming transmission.
Okay, we have an incoming transmission. Naima?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Naima, you know, the government called me and said you aren't using their phone anymore.
Ooh. You said I'm not using it.
You're not using the government's phone anymore.
No, I've been not using the government's phone. Don't try it, my dude. You always try to hand
incoming
it.
Incoming transmission.
Be nice to me.
J-Rock, Tiffany, you're live on the air.
Hi, Mother. Hi, Jason, Mark.
Hello, my
Naima.
Love.
Hey, J-Rock.
Sis. Hey, sis.
Hi.
Oh, Tiffany.
Yes.
You know, someone told me, you know, when you go after tranny cats, sweetie, they're only tracing trannies. They're running from you.
Oh. Who said that? They're chasing me, too. They're all in my inbox, honey. They don't know what it is. They don't know. Some people call and they say, inbox me, and they say, well, are you the cunt? Are you a femme queen? I mean, they just don't know what it is, honey. They said, well, one time on a radio show, they said you was the cunt. Another time, they said you a sex change. What are you? But, girl, I'm not going to give y'all girls my truth, honey. I want these same bitch queens on my back that y'all want on yours.
No, Miss Thing, that is the name of the show tonight.
Yes.
That is the name of the show. Tell
what?
Tell the public.
The public is... I was born Michael Jackson, Hassan. Now I'm Tiffany Roberts, honey. Get into it, honey.
Was born who?
Michael
I was
Jackson.
Born
and I'm leaving.
Yeah, I cannot.
My government name is Michael. Little Tito Jackson. Okay. That's what my mother gave me. That was my government. But, you know, I always felt like Tiffany. So, you know, I went
on
like
another,
I
on another note, J-Rock, are you there?
You finish with my bits. To come on now.
I hope he washes hands.
J-Rock, are you on X-Tube? J-Rock, are you there?
Oh, I think I got put out of the gag room.
I told you.
Are
you
in the
rope firing room now, honey? Well, you know, J-Rock is the one kind, he's an undercover freak. Like, you gotta watch him. Like, he's a sneaky one. You know what
I
mean?
Can't watch him because he's watching my vid stuff.
Incoming transmission.
Incoming tranny, 832-623, live on the app.
That's J-Rock.
Let me tell y'all one little goddamn thing. I've been sitting here for the longest, man. I'm here. I'm not in no freaking tranny porn or nothing like that.
Wow. Hello, J-Rock. So can we get started? I know you guys are over the balls right now. And what is the tea? Can I read about this $20 ball?
Incoming transmission.
Ooh.
Okay, incoming tranny. 410-462, you're live on the air.
That's
hey, everybody. This is Enrique. What's up?
Hello, Enrique.
How are you?
First and foremost, I want to congratulate Devin on his new picture.
On his whole?
New
picture.
His new picture.
Can we like it?
Wait a minute. Can I ask a question real quick? Did I miss something in translation? Like, was I gone a week or something? Is Enrique a co-host now? Is he sitting at the round table? I mean, what
I
do you
need to know. He's not on the long picture. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Enrique is really cool. Like,
I'm just trying to figure out, did I miss anything? What's going on? I noticed he's
think we got a misunderstanding of Enrique when, you know, what happened. But, you know, I think we got past that.
Oh, no, I'm past that. I mean, Enrique rode me to Baltimore for Candy World and all of that good stuff. I'm just trying to figure out.
You.
I'm not Candy World. I mean, not Candy World. Well,
I bet he did,
Roger.
Did she say Enrique rode me to
I'm
we're going to leave that alone.
I'm messing
with incoming transmission.
Wait, Alexis, sweetie, what may you talk about?
You call my name, London.
Alexis, I'm not ready for you, Kelly, or Nicole yet. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
No. London called me. I want to know what London wants.
If you refer to yourself as an ugly group, then yeah, I
call. No, see, Kelly, Kelly just called me and said London was on the show talking about me. That's what she did.
Oh, really, Kelly?
Kelly's starting to.
Oh, so Kelly's being a Rodney now.
Oh.
Yes. Kelly said you was talking about me on the show, so I had to call in to find out what's going on.
I don't know why I was taking out.
We were talking about rooms.
So, can we have a real mother chant when Kelly gets on for her intro? Kelly's on a trial.
I did not say that you called Alexa's name. Alexis is on Uber with me, and my house phone is on speakerphone, and it's sitting right next to the computer, and Alexis heard you mention her name, and she called into the show.
What did London just say? You got to say, shit, bitch, you didn't have to make a group. That's what the fuck you just said.
So, Alexis, were you coming for my drugs, or, you know, did you just... Randomly.
I have my own drugs, London. My eight ball is putting him on my nightstand.
Alexis, it's time to go to rehab, girl. Enough with the eight balls, girl. I'm eight balls out, girl. Just let's get to a rehab program, girl.
You have fun
and now they're going to rehab. Now the girls want to go to rehab. Maybe somebody should have went to rehab with Amy Winehouse.
Can we, there's something that was breaking news that was just brought to my desk. And because this person has made, what's the word I'm looking for? Fictitious pages before, fictitious magazine covers. Well, if this is true, congratulations to Milan being the 13th person in the 50 Black LBGT community for being a positive.
Oh,
for
she
you.
Found a way
it's
to
scam
that too.
Who's on the switchboard? Clap, bitches.
Wait, what happened?
I'm lost.
I'm about to post it in the room. Actually, I'm copying and pasting in the room.
He's supposed to be in the 50-50, like most, you know, prominent, successful people you should know in the lesbian and gay community, and he made number 13 on the list. Supposedly,
you mean not notorious or infamous? Oh, wow. Work.
Wait, is this like the gay
community? I'm so sorry.
That's Ebony.
I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
Kelly.
Yes.
I was talking.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I forgot this is your show. When you talk, I listen.
Right, but since you want to talk, you know, can we tell the public why your house was chanting for Trace and Lola more than they were chanting for you?
Does it really matter? I don't need nobody to chant for me, baby.
It doesn't really matter, but it plucks my feathers a little bit.
Was you chanting for me when you was there this weekend?
Oh yeah, the loudest I can. I wasn't being manly or anything.
as long as you was chanting for me, you know, it really doesn't matter.
But honestly, I think sitting and you bought the category correct. You and your daughter.
Thank you, love.
No, you were sitting now, Kelly. That face was on, honey. Only thing is, I did hear somebody kept yelling in the background. That was that you and Erica. Somebody kept saying, "It said bring it like a vampire, like a vampire." Was that you or the crowd?
Well, since we happen to have Miss Kelly.
And yes.
Ms. Rahi and Ms. Alexis Clark on the line. And I tallied up these votes. And I recounted, and then I recounted again.
We already knew who was going to win, bitch.
Can I do this, Ms. Kelly?
Okay.
First and foremost, I want to congratulate Ms. Congeniality, Ms. Nicole, because she was a great... She was a good sport in this matter because she already knew that the panel was going to be biased.
Yes.
So, Nicole, congratulations to you. If I could have voted, girl, you got my vote all day long. But the winner.
Before you announce the winner, Switchboard, can y'all bring Nicole on? She's on the line.
Hi, Nicole.
Wait, before Nicole comes in.
Lexi, I spoke to you. Hey, Jason. Now, what I came to say is, yes, before you went in to read it. No. You didn't answer your phone. Shut up. You didn't answer your phone. Shut up.
Let Jason finish speaking.
Why you didn't answer your phone?
Jason.
Yeah, I was sure.
Winner,
all right, Alexis, you already heard what I told you, so.
The winner by a motherfucking landslide of a whopping 43 votes to Alexis' 17 is Kelly.
All right, okay, now, wait a minute. I'm London. Could you take over your show?
Question. What group was this vote held at?
And Kelly's
group.
First of all, all the girls, all the 45 girls that's in the chat room right now, and if you lost in the chat room underneath a computer right now, you can go and open up your webcam, and you can see mother sitting here live and in person, wash motherfucking face fish on the camera right now for everybody that's in the motherfucking chat room.
Okay.
I don't want to keep up too much time, but wait,
before anybody, can I say something, Kelly, before, and I'm sure y'all all know the history of this show, I was one of the original cast members. I know what Eartha gives. I know how Eartha plays, and I know how she tally up her own votes. So So we all know that everybody she speaks to on Uvu site, this chat, on that name and that name and that profile and everything, she told them to go to her room and she told them to vote that. Because at, taking me out, 17 votes to 43 votes don't even sound fucking right. So we know what Miss Kelly did.
But, you know,
we know what she do.
Sister Nicole Mary Clarence Allen Meekly, you won over Kelly, you know, when you were none.
Oh, well, I want y'all, everybody go in the chat room. The girls in the chat room is commenting right now.
Oh, God.
I'm not about to do all that. Kelly, you got it. Me and Alexis, we bow. Alexis, can I say we bow out, Grace? You got it, Kelly.
I
want
to say hi to all you girls in the chat room that's looking at me sitting here. Sipping on my
looking
like the motherfucking
cunt. Girl, you caught for, listen, girl, you got cunt for one time in your life. Girl, just take it. It's not for the cash. Girl, take it and bow the fuck down. Damn.
Damn.
Get out of here, bitch. Something
that you were not hired to do.
Exactly.
Marco was born for the ballroom. She has a ballroom.
Into this
thing.
And we can end it. Milan called the cops on her own ball about 4 or 5 years ago, and then Marco created a diversion at his ball with the fight. They both are making a profit off of their money. They get to keep their grand prize. So they do make money. So now that the gig is up, they're not making
and
any money.
And whoever throws this ball for $20 and don't give out a grand prize, they're going to like that.
Well, I
if they make them kids pay
$20, it's just not going to be a big grand prize.
Why what?
I thought he said he was going to give out money, but it wasn't going to be just a grand prize, but he was going to still give out some money.
No, he
right.
said.
Can
he
we
said
get him on the line?
You're gonna tape record us and all this bullshit. I recorded the whole conversation, and honey, I clearly don't have the time. That's why I stopped wearing a motherfucker.
Nobody is getting her late ass on this doggone phone, okay?
Oh please,
she had.
Why are you at her Naima girl? She didn't want to.
She had her 5 minutes of fame last night, honey.
Oh,
I met her
really.
because she can't take the girls, and I'm talking about the film queens. And the soft girls, honey, she can't take them. And she likes to put out bad energy
and vibes. Who, Naima, the one that's throwing the ball?
She ain't throwing the ball either, yes. I'm talking about that undesirable queen that was on here last night.
Which one?
There was a lot of them.
There was a lot of them. Which one?
Oh, look at y'all. Catch y'all with the shade. There was a lot of them. undesirable girl to y'all?
But who was it?
I'm talking about Sam, X Ebony.
Oh, that's an ex. That's your house member. You're just going to give her all of that?
Ex.
She has the ex. I mean,
okay.
In my opinion, there were some questions that I had that I could not get to ask because there was just too many big mouth people on the line and you couldn't get a word in edgewise. But the point of the matter to me is that there's a paper trail. There's always a paper trail. If you can't explain to me where $3,000 went or $500...
He never got the money, though, they said, Jason. Not to cut you off. They said the money went straight to the venue.
What?
Well, but then, Tiffany, that's my point. Somewhere there is a paper trail of where that money went from the organization. So you mean to tell me your organization just got up one day, somebody wrote a check, went to the bank, withdrew $3,000, and just went outside and just threw it in the air and said, make it to your final destination?
She was going to pay out of pocket. She was going to help them out.
Right.
Pocket.
But the other organization, because I made sure I listened to the archives the night before I came. So I was listening to this whole show an hour before I got on this radio. So I specifically heard the doctor, she said she was paying him out of pocket because they could not pay him like that. And when you're doing things like those kind of organizations, they cannot, it's really not like in their budgets and stuff like that. They can't just give you cash and stuff like that, she was trying to say. Now, the other boy said his organization, the University of Philadelphia, they gave him $500. Okay. The other people, the other organization said they gave $3,000. Right, it was a total of $3,000, but they did not give it to him. They said that they wrote a check to the damn venue or something like that. The venue, they said they never gave the check to him.
And they also, if everybody would have stopped talking, she said it, and she said, "I have the receipts," but nobody said. Show the receipt. They just kept talking.
No, he was supposed to send Alexis something because Alexis got his email, phone number or something, and he was supposed to send Alexis something. Now, whether or not he sent it to Alexis, I don't know. But the last thing I'm going to say on this matter is a year ago this time, a man came out of the woodwork, and he said his name was Red Legend. Do you all remember the ball that never was?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This sound like?
This sounds exactly like that, but you know what? Fuck her.
What?
Fuck $3,000. Fuck the ball, and fuck whoever's going. So, can we get back to the topic at hand, which is tell the public? And you know, something reminded me. I want to tell the public. You know, I got high with Nicole before in the bathroom.
Nicole, Bella Una, or Khan? I mean, or Meekly.
Meekly, oh, and it was my shit, I dare her call in and say she ever had her own shit.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Tell the public. tell the public.
Well, first of all, Mother, you should say which I was getting high on in the bathroom, because, you know, nowadays girls are on Tina, they're on heroin, they're on Molly's, they're on X, they're on Coke. What was you on in the bathroom first? Because we don't want nobody to think you was on crack,
you know,
or smoking Tina pipes.
No, it was some shit I got. I don't really know what it was. I just wanted to share it with somebody. I just wanted to share it with somebody so it just wouldn't happen to me if it was side effects.
Speaking of high motherfuckers, I need to find out what the fuck do you smoke or drink that makes you go in the middle of the floor and take off all of your clothes, roll on the floor, butt ass naked, playing in your pussy with your drink still in your hand.
Oh, she thought she was soft and cut.
Methamphetamine. That's meth right there.
Who the hell did that?
Bitch,
I have a girlfriend that does.
We don't know.
Thing.
We was in New Orleans at the ball, and Selvin was trying to call a category, and the bitch just ran out to the floor. And she ran out to the floor, and, you know, they tried to get her. You know how people try to save you and stuff, be like, come on, baby, don't do that, and stuff. And all of a sudden, she was like, no. That bitch took the top off, took the bottom. Bitch, I almost threw up everything.
Oh,
it was
no.
Just, and she was not built right. It was just pussy and
why
everything all over the place. And Selvin said he smelled.
We have a caller, 302-287, you're live on the air. Tell the public.
What's that?
That powder that people put, that girl, that commercial, that powder that people put down there, that stinking powder that keeps makes that powder.
Can you tell the public what powder you're talking about?
That's the key.
Massacre. I think she said massacre. Summer's Eve.
302-287. Can you tell the public what powder you're using on your genitals? Caller. She's embarrassed.
Is it medicated?
She's embarrassed.
Mr. Man said ecstasy pills make you do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I thought it said ecstasy too, right? Doesn't ecstasy does that?
Well,
No. Y'all will not do this on this motherfucker.
It's a faggot lie. Fairy tales and untruths.
Go ahead, connoisseur. Let us know, sir. Let us know.
It's so nice.
That,
now, y'all, that, now, listen, both you know, and Jason really, done been around me on X.
Kill me, honey.
X like that. That I act like that.
Incoming tranny, 316-807, you're live on the air. You're live on the air.
Where's Miss Kelly at?
Who?
Kelly, she makes the show. This show is so boring without her.
Okay.
Yeah,
go to bed so you can go to bed.
Don't call in and listen to the show when they on the motherfucking show. Don't call in here and disrespect their show. Thank you, Paula. Have a nice night.
Right. She's probably one of the 47 bitches who voted for you, too.
On Kelly night. If she loved Kelly so much, why should these hoes be scared to push one on Kelly's show? Like, come on now.
Right, the ugly bitch. 770-298, you're live on the air.
Boy, y'all funny than a motherfucker. Boy, this shit so funny. Kelly do look like a man, but Lexi do look like a man.
No.
Shut the tables, bitch.
Paula, thank you so much, but I have to shut the door.
He just threw the tables and the chairs on the runway. He's mad because Alexis lost.
Right, so one vote, Nicole.
Nicole had a total of 10 votes.
Okay, so 11.
Well, he voted for Alexis, though, I thought.
Well, then that takes elections up
now,
to 18. But the voting ended at 10:30. I said that last night, and I repeated it again today. Voting ended at 10:30, so you had all that time to cast your vote. What you at, work?
Right, so if we want to have fun tonight, let's have the votes over the phone so everyone can calculate together.
Oh, shit.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oof.
Your mother.
With that piece of fat back on there.
I told him that. I said Alexa should have won.
What?
No, but why call in hate? You know.
I got breaking news. Someone just hit up my phone and said that they do not understand how Alexis could have walked lost to Kelly with all that crunch and munch under her neck. Bitch.
Who had crunch and munch?
Oh, my God. Kelly, they said in Washington, D.C., when they seen you in person, they had crunch and munch under your neck.
Right. And Kelly, they said you ask your dog, do they want the rest of their food, and you just take it like this.
The kids are evil.
770-298, you're live on the air.
Hey, man, I was just playing. She looked like a wolf, but she's still kind of ugly, though.
Talking about his mother.
Kelly,
the girls wanted me to come through. The girls wanted me to come through the show tonight. So I guess the girls want to call through. So all the girls that want to call through and they want to vote on the phone and they want to read, I got an hour left before I step out to the club, Miss Thing. So y'all want to read, bitch, and let's motherfucking read, bitch. I'm going to give y'all motherfucking bitches exactly what the fuck you fucking want.
Okay, so I'm 770-298. Kelly, let them speak.
Yo, baby, that's all I wanted to hear, goddamn. Go ahead, turn up for it real fast.
Well, why don't you get a picture of yourself up? Let's see what you look like. Because I'm so tired of all you motherfuckers, ugly phone gangsters calling in here, and y'all got so much to say, but bitches ain't posting pictures, bitch.
Hey, look, it's called a joke. Take a joke. It ain't that serious. It's just a joke.
Call her. She understands it's a joke. That's just how Kelly is. Kelly is just, she gets very, you know, her drilling and starts to rush.
The panties out a bunch.
panties ain't in a bunch. If you go in the chat room, you can see my panties right now. They're not in a bunch.
Oh, shit.
I
just
know. I'm out of that, but you good. Everything is high. I'm sitting here in all my glory.
Girl. I'ma tell my mama.
Hallelujah.
And y'all keep playing
so
around,
much.
Honey. I'll start taking off pieces of items.
Watch this show.
You gotta smut yourself out.
You
gotta
throw
earrings first, Kelly. Earrings first.
Baby, I'm gonna give y'all girls exactly what y'all want. Milan put up that fake picture of this thing. I'm gonna let y'all see what it looks like in person live.
Oh, Milan.
All right, Kelly. Is there any way you can speak through webcam or?
We have a
caller 323-472. You're live on the air.
I just want to say I'm so sorry for disrespecting your show earlier.
Thank you so much, sweetie, for being a woman.
Are you sure?
Because I think that's the one from in that group, honey, who made that post, and she looks a horrid ratchet mess.
We're not going to.
How about, you know, the big girl who, you know, she's a butch queen, and she said, how about I walk face in the real world? her bloody picture up.
And they tore her to shreds.
I'll give her all the A for effort. She has confidence.
Oh, God, here you
come.
Go, Mother Teresa. Listen,
right.
The child is just not face.
She might not be fake, but she asked opinions from her peers. Yeah, I didn't have to go in on her like that. Yeah, some of the comments.
I didn't. I was very subtle with her.
But it was a lot of people that went in on her that don't have face. They got themselves. They look a hard, ratchet mess.
But
Tiffany,
to compare
you know,
that child to Nicole Unabella.
I could have made her cry, but, you know, I didn't do it. I let her, you know, I let everyone else know, let them know how she really looked. But, you know, hearing the trade, I thought about Bishop and why is he threatening people when he was supposed to be in ICU?
That's what I'm
what
saying.
Wait a minute. You need to run
okay,
on that mother
here we
real
go.
Quick. He was in ICU and then he threatened. I seen him and the other boy who had his ass out, his going back and forth in the group, but... That's all I've seen. That's what that's from. They
right. You know, she sent me, are you talking about the Atlanta child, ATL child?
His name's like Jeffers Mikas or something. I don't know.
You know why? She sent me a request. I'm not sure if I should accept it or not if I'm going
me
to.
Me too. I ain't accepting him either. I don't want no part of that trade chaser.
Wow.
They're running from you, Tiffany. They're running. we have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all, it's Anaya. What's up?
Oh, God. Are you
girl.
Anaya, are you smoking helium again?
Mm.
So, Anaya, did you really charge the girls like $900?
For hair.
And I wear good hair. My hair don't even cost that goddamn much. Shit, I wear
Brazilian
too.
And I see Kelly.
Right now.
Did you pay $900 for your hair?
Yeah, let's ask Kelly. Kelly didn't pay nothing. Sam paid for her hair or the organization. But let's ask her again.
Did Kelly has a house full of people. What the?
Oh, no, Sam did not. Pay for my 32 inches. He did not.
Kelly, you said
Naima,
that.
Is Naima
around? Up front.
Naima,
Kelly,
there.
You already said you got your hair cut last night.
Yeah.
Naima, are you around?
Thursday, I'm
talking about this. Yeah, I'm around.
Yeah. Oh, come here. Come here. Say hi to Naima.
Oh, no,
hold
no,
on,
no, no.
Hi to you, Naima. Say hi to Naima.
I'm not on camera.
Oh, you're not on camera. Me too.
Who is
that, Naima?
Kelly, who is that?
Kelly, who is that?
Kelly,
who
Naima.
The hell is this big man? Is
that
saying?
Naima, who
I'm
is that?
I'm looking at Kelly.
What care is that? Tiny chats or something?
No,
I'm on the chat. I'm on the chat in the chat room. If y'all go in the chat room and y'all click on the cam on the top, y'all can see me on cam.
Okay.
Laura, and she's drinking Heineken in a wine glass.
What's that room?
Please stop, okay?
What chat room?
It's the Blog Talk Radio room, Stephanie.
Chat room.
Where
the camera?
The Blog Talk chat room. It's like 30 people in the chat room, and they're watching me right now on cam.
Actually, it's 60. But,
it's 30 people viewing me right now.
Thank you. She's used to 30 people being in the Monday night show now.
Oh, London, don't send for Monday night, okay?
Just go to the top where it says Tens of Chops, and the next one says Tens of Chops co-host with a camera.
Yeah, and then you click on the camera.
What?
Yeah.
On blogtalk.com, blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Once you log into the chat room, you can see me on the chat room. Naima, me said to tell you hi, Naima.
No, but Kelly, you do look hot. Your face is glowing.
Isn't it glowing?
Yeah.
You got on makeup. Do you have on makeup?
No, I got no motherfucking makeup, bitch. Get into this, bitch. Ain't no motherfucking paint here.
Yeah.
Ain't no motherfucking paint here, bitch. This is wild face card. I'll be putting on my makeup in the next 30 minutes. I'll be putting on my makeup so I can go to Vogue night.
You can be putting it on. Put on the
Vogue night.
On the camera, Charlie.
Naima.
Wait, hold on. Did somebody just ask Kelly, is she pregnant? Because she's glowing. Film queen, you tried that. They were talking about because she was glowing. But
I'm not pregnant. Get into this body, bitch. No. Ain't no motherfucking pregnancy over here.
Girl, when she stood up, I thought.
Bitch, okay? Ain't no pregnant over here, honey. Get into this figure. Get into this waistline. Some of those good girls don't have a waistline. But we're not going to call them out tonight.
Bitch, I didn't know we could do cam up in here.
Hey,
Bitch, Kelly is filling herself tonight.
Like, I'm irritated. Look,
you got to go to Blog Talk Radio and sign in.
I'm doing it. Hold on, I'm doing it.
Yeah, so y'all can get into Mother in all her glory, Miss Sing. I'm about to take my wife Vita off, and then I'm gonna take my pants off. And
oh my God!
Don't
do that. Well, wait. Do I do sex out or do I do lunch and tea party?
I'm gonna give y'all show tonight, honey.
Tiffany,
Kyle,
you just
typed in. Can y'all hear me?
Do tins and chops, Naima?
Can y'all hear me?
Who is
yeah,
that?
Are you scared?
Hey, girl.
Are you okay, Naima?
I kept trying to say that I could not see who on the camera. Kelly, I was getting something to eat. Now I can see the camera. Now,
now you can see the camera. Come to the camera. Hold on.
Yes, please come back to the camera.
Naima, look who I got for you, Naima.
Most recent.
Naima.
Kelly, you gave the other one no life. Kelly, where's the other one?
Oh, don't worry.
Ooh, somebody said Naima always eating something.
Don't worry about the other one.
Kelly,
tell him J-Rock said
hello.
Hey.
He can hear you, y'all. Speakerphone.
Tell him I say,
oh,
so he playing, right? Okay.
He can hear you, Naima. You on speakerphone.
Miss Kelly is feeling herself tonight. Y'all got to get on this cam.
Naima, that's not deaf one. You can't say anything you want. He can hear you.
Don't worry. I'll see him. He already know what I told him, so it's cool.
What did you tell him? I told you he was coming over to Mother's house.
He didn't come over that day.
But he's here now. And he was in the same borough you was, honey. He came all the way to this borough.
Are y'all recycling the same dick?
Ooh.
No, me and Naima is on two different things. Naima likes to use that. Okay. I don't like that. I'm not like that with the boys.
Wait.
$5 for long.
Honey. Okay, Kelly, we're going to put you back on hold after that one.
Okay, here we go.
But anybody wants to call in, give your vote, or just tell the public?
No, not that.
Kelly, do you have anything to tell the public or any of your guests in the background?
No, the girls with our waistlines is on hold.
Alexis, do you have anything to
tell? Mother, what are we telling the public?
You know, it's basically, you know, they have honesty hour, but fuck it, it's tell the public.
Oh, it's honesty hour? Y'all want me to be honest?
Yes.
Tell the public.
I'm sitting over here, Miss Sang girl, and I'm about to beat this motherfucking mug into a fucking coma. Okay.
Okay, Kelly, back on hold for you.
Why do you keep putting me on hold? Is this Shane or something?
Because, you know, Miss Thing, you take over the show. You're loud, Kelly.
Miss Thing, did you got your thongs in a bunch?
No, I'm actually wearing boxers right now. I'm real about my show.
I want to give a shout out to Antonio all the way from Hawaii that listens to the show. Antonio, big shout out to you. How you doing?
Thank you for the shout out. Now,
let me go back on hold. Let me go in my room and put my makeup on because I'm going to go on hold because I'm about to read a bitch, Miss Thing, and I don't want to read a bitch, so let me go on hold, bitch, okay?
Miss Thing said, did Kelly get on her from Amaya?
Oh, shit. No, but Alexis, do you have anything to tell the public? Does anyone on the phone have anything?
To tell the public?
It can be a kiki. It's nothing, you know, too serious. We're having fun tonight.
My Vista is a good website.
Oh,
so that's why you were late. Okay.
Oh, my God, what happened to Kelly? Kelly, you look so different.
Hello, Kai.
Wait a minute, Kelly looks so different on his camera now. She says it's with some short people and a red hood on.
I'm still fucking mad.
Not Alexis.
Okay, so, tell the truth. So it's honesty, hour slash tell the truth. Oh, wait a minute.
Slash tell the public, yeah.
Tell the public, there you go.
Alexis said Kelly got that hair from her because she's the only real bitch that knows how to wear hair like that.
So where's the camera say?
I wear that hair every day of my life. You see it? Hell, y'all. Well, kind of please.
I forgot what I wanted to mention because there was so much in my
so
head.
Are we going to talk about Enrique's status being taken?
Damn.
Oh, so, yeah.
Damn.
Ooh.
So, Enrique, how do you feel about someone taking your status right before they leave the ballroom?
I don't really care, honestly. My whole thing is I kind of think it's a key. It doesn't matter to me because at the end of the day, you know, I do what I do. It is what it is. I mean, if that makes you feel validated, then it makes you feel validated. But, you know, we've been down this road before. And you see how that went. So who knows? Who really cares?
Right. Who really cares? Kudos to the status.
Okay, but my question is this: is I wonder if people, if they do decide to try to go through with this or do go through with it, would it stop those people that they're going after from going to bowls? Would y'all feel like y'all would not go, or would people still attend?
I think what happened the last time that this went on. It happened the last time that it wasn't per se a backlash, but people were hesitant about going to balls, and people was just kind of paying it. Kind of like what people are doing now. You know, like even, you know, the last couple of balls, a lot of people haven't been. People are just paying it. They're getting tired of there being a lot of balls. They're getting tired of the panel politics. It's just people are just getting over it. So you have people who don't go to too many balls, but you see that the Legends Kiki ball, that was overflowing from what I'm hearing. You know what I'm saying? So people are just going where they can have legit fun, just legit fun without all the things, not all the extras. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what people need to say.
Speaking of the Kiki scene, do you think they go to this? Do you think they have problems with icons? You know?
I mean, but they have problems, but not to this capacity because at the end of the day, they legitly have fun. Like, they're young kids, so they'll get over it very quickly. You know what I'm saying?
And they have very big balls.
Right, and they have very big balls. Yeah, exactly, they do. They do.
You know, literally, and, you know.
It's ridiculous. No, but they do. They actually have fun. I think what the real ballroom scene need to do is sit back, regroup, take a lesson, see what the Kiki Function is doing, and kind of take heed because they're doing really well. In fact, there's a lot of people who have stopped walking, quote-unquote, real balls and actually starting to walk Kiki Function and just
you
Kiki
know
Function.
Why I noticed that? Because, you know, Stacey X-Mizrahi actually threw his ball.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are doing that. So
wait a minute.
So shout out to the Kiki scene.
Yeah.
So Nicole, said you should make Meekly a Kiki house. Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you serious, Enrique? Are they really all trying to take your status from you?
Oh, it's
no,
not Enrique.
No, they're just doing that. They're just talking about taking status. Period. And Jason was just being fierce because she only has.
Right. We're not talking about horizons.
Yeah.
Well, if we were talking about horizons, we definitely know you'd be an icon pioneer.
Time three,
I wish
bitch.
Somebody will come to me talk about what I'm revoking your status, but you can't revoke negative, honey. Get the fuck out of here.
But I just think that is, you know, I kind of think that. This is just my opinion, and I know I'm probably going to get beat up on it. I just think that people need to feel important again. You know what I'm saying? People need to feel relevant again. And then this is kind of a way for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because if people forget who you are, people tend to lose respect, or people who don't know, because there's a lot of young kids who don't know who certain people are, then people feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's it. I think the fact of the matter is that some people made some people some things they should not be now, and they want to take it back. I mean, they want to take it from them because it doesn't really belong to them. I mean, there are people that have done practically nothing that are something. It's true.
That's true. That's true.
It's some people that have a status that have barely done anything in the scene.
So speaking of that, did didn't Sanaya just get, you know, recognized for everything she's done, and I use that like that word loosely, for the scene, like an award or something like that?
That was supposed to happen in Pittsburgh.
What has she done? That's what I want to know.
Well, we would have to get Sam on the phone, I guess.
Sanaya,
first of all, Sanaya's been around a really long time.
Yeah, she's been around a long time. She's one of those girls that when you think of Vogue Femme, she kind of jumps up. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so.
Go to everybody's ball. There was a time you would see Sanaya at every ball. And she has, you know, been up. She's like a Whitley Mugler. She's always, you know, it was the time when she was always there. So, I mean, yeah, I guess they would recognize her. You know what I mean? But you got to think about how many femme queens, Alyssa, a lot of other people, Moldavia, that just don't come out anymore.
Look at that flat ass.
Who's flat ass? Who has a flat ass?
What?
Well, I mean, if y'all gonna base it off of, you know, what people put category and things like that, I would think that's what the award ball is for. I would think that's what the awards ball is for, you know, like when people are recognized for, you know, them slaying their categories and icon and legend status and stuff like that. So,
but this was supposed
to
be awards ball that they're supposed to be doing this for. It was originally supposed to be awards ball. And again, I want everybody to know this is not bad.
But Sanaya don't even go to that. She don't even come to that city for Sanaya to even be. I'm not, you know, trying to like defend, but she don't even see that. You know what? Let me say that she don't see that city.
You know, sometimes people do things like that just to get people inside the building.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what we need to talk about. That's what we need to talk about tonight as well. Like paying people just to come to your ball.
Well,
I'm
there's nothing wrong with that. If you stupid
enough
to pay
people
to come to your ball,
I think there's something
wrong with that. Because if I have to come to look at your ball and I have to spend all the money too, why? What makes you any different than me? Like, I have to spend airfare and hotel and car and rental cars. I mean, it ain't nobody damn paying me, and I got to pay to get in your ball.
Wait, see, that's where my $30.
But you're not a legend and icon.
I understand all of that and nothing about that, but I mean, when we're talking about, okay, you got to pay these people to come, you got to put them in hotels, you got to buy $900 Louboutins, and you got to buy them $800 worth of hair, and you got to put them up in the Waldorf Astoria.
Just like, come on, girl. Come on, these people are not even celebrities. We are all homosexuals in the Hollywood scene.
But not
in
even
the gay Hollywood scene.
Naima, not too long ago, you made a statement that the ballroom scene is our gay Hollywood, and because a lot of these girls are delusional, and they really believe that this is gay Hollywood, because they are icons and legends, they are our celebrities. So because they have that, they think they have that celebrity status, they think that they have the right to demand $900 hair, put me in a hotel room, feed me fried chicken, drive me around, give me $1,000 a day spending money. They think they have that right. They think that they have earned that right.
You mean they think they have? I mean, you heard what he was about to do. I think they already accomplished that. They dumbasses.
Wait a minute. What? Why are they going in on Jasmine Cunt? They sharing boots now before why they vote? What the fuck is all this?
What are you talking about, J-Rod?
This damn room is fierce. If y'all read these comments, they're going in.
Reading the comments in that room will make you up, get you upset sometimes.
Right. That'll get you dizzy, child, make you go to sleep.
Also, Kelly up in it now.
She got a hot pink lip all looking like Nicki Minaj. She got Nicki Minaj matte pink on.
So, Kelly, you're getting up in them?
More like Ricky Massage.
Excuse me,
a black screen. Ooh, yes, for that pink lip.
Yes, into it, honey. Now's the mug is on, honey. How you doing?
Wait, Kelly, someone said that boy is only at your house because Dee Dee is in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Ooh.
One TV. So, is that tea?
Excuse me?
Is that the real tea or what?
No, that's not the real tea. Naima was trying to get him to come over to her house, but he told her no thank you.
No, he didn't tell me no thank you. That's what he didn't tell me.
That's what the boy did. He didn't say no ma'am.
Because tell them I email. You had your own private cam show. Tell them, Diane.
Kelly, who, the boy right there behind you?
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the one behind me. I'm going to talk about the one on the side.
Damn.
Oh, man, girl, I don't want, honey, I'm not trying to come for your peace, girl, even though we know I would take him if I wanted him, but,
oh,
I mean, I'm not trying to come for him, honey.
Tiffany.
Tiff. Your dog. Your dog has no legs, Kelly.
Ooh.
Where's your dog?
Animal. My dog is in the bathroom. They on punishment.
I could have took that animal into good
care. What?
Well, y'all know that, you know, we're going to be on blast tomorrow. Y'all know that, right?
What are we going to be on blast for?
Hold on, let me put y'all on mute because y'all can't hear my conversation. Sorry.
Girl.
Come on,
girl. This
is about your conversation.
That was a kiki. Like, I can't
is this Shaquille O'Neal and Greg? Oh, my Lord.
Wait, but why are we going to get red tomorrow, Enrique?
Because, you know, you're talking about the whole status thing and then the whole Sanaa thing, because Sanaa is a very sensitive topic to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So, you
what
know, you're going to
have
to
read off of this show. We
she is, but no one
talking about her.
Red hat, and who gives a fuck? Like,
hey, no. I'm just saying. You know it's going to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I mean,
right. What is she going to do it on YouTube?
Hello, darling, I'm back. You girls need to stop trying it, okay? You girls
Kelly,
in the ground, honey, Miss Marcus.
Take the brown liner off your lip. Take the brown liner off your lip. I like to
I don't have a brown liner on my lip, London. It's black, Miss Thanks, so the lip can pop even
ooh,
more.
Oh, Kelly, did you see this picture that's in the room?
No, I didn't see no picture that's in the room. Let me go look at the picture that's in the room. Hold on, so I can read.
He need to go check his inbox because he's trying it.
Oh, really?
Naima, he don't want you, girl.
that looked more like Alexis to me than I'm not that big up top, Miss Thing, and he has a double chin. I don't have one of those. He looked more like Alexis.
That's
what
Kiki.
Bitch.
Oh, shit, Shaquille O'Neal.
Kelly, but are you going to clear up the rumors that the caller's called out here and said about you or in D.C.? The caller said you had Crunch and Munch in D.C. So how did you beat Alexis?
The caller didn't say that I had Crunch and Munch in D.C. Somebody said that over to J-Rock because that's what Alexis said.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you one thing about Mother. I know where everything came from, okay? That crunching much underneath the neck came from Alexis. She said that to J-Rock, okay? And what London said about Dee Dee being in Atlanta, that came from Marcus' father, Scotta. That's debuting in the next 3 weeks.
Ooh!
Oh, wow.
That's why I slapped by the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
So they kicked
Marco out.
Related to Barry Gordy.
Oh no, we have a caller 412-294. You're live on the air.
What happened? Yeah, what happened? I'm up here like,
they're
like, ooh,
this
one's
like
I'm
back.
I'm like, we gotta go,
what?
What the fuck are they talking about?
What?
Kelly.
Oh, excuse me.
The bath salt, bitches.
Bitch. Mother is on. Okay, Marcus is pressing one, and so is Alexis. They want a tour.
Oh, shit.
Right, we're going to do one at a time. Alexis, you're first.
First of all, Ms. Harrison, I didn't have to send nobody any motherfucking thing. If I want to, I will come to 754 Manida and tell you how to fuck I want to fuck your tour.
Okay, now Marcus.
DH, I did not say anything. I'm gonna ask that you please leave my name out of that.
Yes, Marcus.
Oh, the girls are coming through tonight, honey.
You better tell Miss Harrison.
Marcus, tell the public. Are you becoming a starter?
I don't know anything about that. That's not true.
Wait a minute. Did he just call you DH?
Why you want to the camera, sister?
And he not talking about the shipping company either.
So, Kelly, you were just given a DH. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about.
Kelly, somebody just came for you at the chat room, girl. I'm just.
They didn't come for me, bitch. I see what they wrote, bitch. That's not. Oh, light one, because it's got lipstick on. They didn't come for me, baby, because that's not me, honey. So, baby, it's impossible they came for me, bitch, because that's not my name.
Kelly, I'm looking at you, and all I'm focusing on is that black thing. Kelly, do the pink lip. I love the pink lip alone.
No, when you do the
black pencil reinforces your mustache. Don't do that.
When you do the pink lip alone, it makes your lips look really big and really draggish like Alexis and her double.
Well, you got $8,000 worth of work done to your face. You shouldn't need that.
That's why I put the lip liner on. But I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with covering up my little mustache as long as I ain't got that extra gobble gobble hanging underneath my neck.
Oh shit!
Get into it, bitch. Get into my neck.
Well, you had it all sucked out and put it to your cheeks.
I sure did. I had to put it in my cheeks and I had to put it to my lips. I sure did, Tommy.
Crazy tonight.
Look at this. 78 years. They sucked all my neck out, and they put it in my cheeks, and they put it in my lips. Yes, they did. I used to have a double chin, honey, but I ain't want to gobble gobble.
So, Kelly, you don't need that.
I need that doctor number.
Why do you want the boy to have the camera?
Tiffany,
It's like Coco
Dorm
at your house.
Hold on, let me give y'all a rundown, because since I know T. Now, one by one, I want everybody to speak.
Alexis.
Don't walk off.
Alexis,
don't
get no rundown over here.
Miss Ryan, how are you doing? I see you sitting behind Kelly. Meechie Chanel, how are you doing?
Don't cover your face.
Now, that thing that looks like it's part of Kelly's shoulder is actually Meechie sitting over there.
Maybe he was speaking his sister, honey. What kind of TV on?
Are you telling the public right now?
I'm telling the public.
Oh, I see Meechie now.
Hey, so since y'all want the rundown, it's three Mrs. over here, it's one Chanel, and it's a garçon over here.
Damn.
Who the garçon?
Yo, what they all doing over there with you, girl?
Baby. We having a party.
Girl.
Your party seems very quiet. All your guests still have their jackets are still on. Their shoes are on.
No, London. This is the Black Flag Party is only on Friday and Saturdays. We don't do that during the week.
What's the Black Flag Party?
Chanel gonna get attacked over there.
The Black Flag Party is when everybody comes and they drop everything in the boxes.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Kevin, what are you walking around your party in?
Girl, I hope a black bag.
I have one of Letitia's garments, so by Letitia.
I hope y'all got a T-string.
So y'all want to get a visual? Hold on, I'm gonna give y'all a visual. Everybody, since y'all want a visual, okay? Come on. They want to see everybody. Come to the camera. You gotta come back so everybody can see why you here. Come on.
They saw me already.
Come on, can you come back? Come back.
That's on the current. Who's that?
Come back. No, they didn't see you. Come back. That's the legendary woman's performance, Monique Cottonish Rahi, in the red right here. Everybody say hi.
That's Khan.
Come to the camera.
Come on, you guys. We're having a ball over the phone. It's sponsored by different
venues. Is this LSS?
That's Butch Realness. He just won on Saturday, on Sunday. Prince Mizrahi.
Don't do it.
Back up to the camera, girl.
Wait a minute, that's Butch Realness? Bitch, okay. Come down.
This is Meechie Chanel over here in the background right here.
Meechie.
That's a real boy, right?
J-Rock. J-Rock, you know, I can...
No, that's not a real deal. Look at
J-Rock.
This is my son, Rock Garcon. So everybody say hi, okay? And myself, I am the legendary Kelly Couture, Ms. Roy.
Kelly.
Legendary.
So, Kelly, what we're going to do now is walk away with the cash. We're going to put you on hold. Thank you.
Wait, Mother. Can I ask Kelly? Mother, let me ask Kelly one thing real quick. Kelly.
Yes?
Can you direct me right back to the Princess Wahi child, honey? Bring her back up to the camera, girl.
Ooh.
Bring her back up to the camera.
Every time she throws that hair, make me think of that juvenile song, acting like a bitch that ain't never had. And every time she throws that hair, a Brazilian or a Malaysian girl cries. Because they're being...
Why are they crying in London? Tell me why you mad, bitch.
Turn around, Kelly. Let me see. Let me do the weed test. Turn around.
Are you looking at my camera, mother?
Kelly, you still got your makeup from the vampire ball? No, I don't have my makeup on from the vampire ball. This is fresh makeup, honey. You know, I don't need that vampire makeup on, honey. You know, get into those brows. Get into that lip. Let me let y'all get into my blue eyes. Are y'all getting in?
You look nice, honey. You can't take nothing from you, girl. You look nice, girl.
It's sitting along with you.
I can't wait to see the girls on the back of the runway.
I hope your missus back there chanting for you.
I don't need nobody. The one thing that I keep telling the girls, baby, and this is what all the girls need to know. You know you arrived, Miss Thing, when you can come out, bitch, and your house don't say nothing, bitch, and everybody else go up for you, Miss Thing.
I don't need my house for me. You can walk off the stage and don't want to hug your members. You know you've arrived.
Okay. And I know I'm gonna arrive when I spank Miss Alexis's ass, Miss Thing.
The girls can't.
Yeah, the girls can't take mother. The girls are so worried about statuses and things, Miss Thing, and they need to be worried about other things, Miss Thing. They want to sit and want to make videos, Miss Thing. Bitch, you know what? Bitch, why talk about somebody that's a nobody, Miss Thing? It seems like every time the girls mention status and taking away status, they always got to talk about me. And you know the difference between me and those girls, Miss Thing, bitch? If you say those girls' names in the West Coast or in the West Coast or the Midwest, baby, the girls don't even know who the fuck they are, Miss Thing, but they're legends. They're icons. Bitch, please.
There you go. Well, that's what they were talking about on the show.
I feel so bad. Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm looking at Kelly's hair.
I want to go to Brazil for the holidays just to, you know, give something back to those little girls.
Benny, I'm not coming through Harlem. I'm going to ride on the highway.
But you will not be on that phone on this show.
Kelly, where you at?
Right. Can we mute Kelly for a little while?
What you said, London?
You were rudely speaking on the phone during the show.
I'm sorry, London. You know, somebody was calling the red phone, Miss Thing. They was giving me tea. Somebody called the red phone and they was giving me tea. They said to tell Alexis that JetBlue is looking for their parachutes, so can she please return?
Oh, shit.
Y'all play so much.
So we're taking parachutes now?
They said she took the parachute when she left the plane coming from Alaska for panties.
Kelly, you know, Twinkie went out of business, and Lil Debbie was going out of business, too, till they came and scraped your neck, so they got some more Crunch and Munch to put on the shelf.
Not a Star Crunch.
They got a year supply.
Well, tell them to come scrape it again, honey, because I don't see no Crunch and Munch underneath this neck. Do anybody in the chat room see any Crunch and Munch underneath this neck? I can't see.
I'm blinded by the black thing you have on your lip.
Why, London? London, if I was to take the liner off London and just put a regular lip on,
you would look like Naima.
My lip would look
faggish.
You know how your Jay Parker says, what about Naima?
You should have had a nice hot pink MAC liner, girl. You ain't see that new collection they got out, honey?
I have that, and I also have a chestnut pencil.
But I
want to use my Onyx.
Right, we have a caller. I guess we don't.
J-Rock, don't get your shit slapped out, you, because you want to be fresh on this phone.
What's
this
about?
No, what he's saying, Naima, is you have full lips.
That's what I'm saying, you have full lips. See, y'all take stuff too. Y'all, what did y'all happen to y'all when y'all was children? Y'all take stuff so personal. If she take the black liners off her lips, she's going to look like you. Y'all look just alike. I mean, both of y'all are fish.
It's those chicken hormones,
Naima started taking them.
So wait a minute, did y'all get into how Athena said y'all were dead if people were her ex to Chatterwell?
Athena said what did she say?
Is she going to be swimming?
Athena says she got her own XT channel.
Prince, can you bring my Uggs, please?
Well, you know, it's a market for that. Men do like BBWF, you know, fetishes, and they like the big, big ones, and, you know, they like that kind of stuff. Oh, Kelly, girl.
Change.
Kelly, I'm happy you lost a good 20 pounds, girl. But, you know, before that, you was a BBW, too.
I did not lose 20 pounds, Tess, okay? Baby, okay. I went down from a
so,
size.
You know, Kelly's going to start giving Jennifer Hudson soon. You know, she's going to give up on the big girl thing. And no.
I went down from a 26, 28 to an 18, 20, Tess, okay?
Oh, why you get on your diet, girl? I'm trying to get like you, girl.
Maybe.
No, but I'm going to tell the public. They said in the chat room, but it is true that it's Stuart and Andre taking away the statuses.
You know what I want to say about this real quick? Hold on, let me be really serious. Everybody assumed that when Stuart said that he was automatically talking about Kelly, but when I watched the video for the first time tonight, I'm like, okay, how we know, Milan had a goddamn talk show too. How we know he wasn't talking about Milan and he wants to be an icon and he's a legend and all the people that were...
You know how we know he wasn't talking about Milan? Because I was talking to people about it and they gave me, how did you know he was talking about you? He could have been talking about Milan. He could have been talking about Jasmine. Milan doesn't have a radio show. Milan doesn't sit on judges' pantsuits. So... Okay? I want everybody to stop playing stupid. But if a bitch want my ass, they can have it, they can shove it up.
Terry on the show, or Harold just get into it? How come they could have been talking about Harold?
No. They
want it.
They can have
it.
They can
have it. Red Harry, whatever his name is.
Harry, who the hell is Harry?
Look in that group.
Did y'all see how that icon
yes,
got
but
in
I'm saying,
the
so
camera?
I
did, but I didn't see hers. Somebody tagged me in what she said because I never saw what she said.
Ooh.
I only saw what he said.
Baby, she said a hell lot.
Have a caller.
Yeah, I was going to say.
203-999.
Yo, hold up.
Is her name different on air?
Did they call and say hold up?
Yes, they did. That's why I continue to talk.
What the fuck?
So Marquise Waters got married. Yo, Kelly, I'll lick the crunch and munch off your neck all the time. I'm just saying, you sexy in my book.
So somebody, y'all are not going to answer my question.
Crunch and munch off next now.
Her name is Terry Richardson.
That was the beat from the Midwest.
Her name is Terry Richardson.
You don't say it twice, I'll say it twice.
I didn't hear y'all.
She read it.
They
want to
lick the crunch and munch off my neck. I know that's right. Let me
say something about that post, man. Because I was the one who made the post.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was just coming out to make sure.
Now, I made the post because I had no idea and that she was talking about Harold. That's number one. But number
I told
two,
you she was talking about Harold.
Right, you didn't tell me that until way after the fact, after the comments started pouring in.
Who's
but,
talking about
no,
Harold?
Richard,
I'm lost. What are you guys talking? I'm sorry. Originally,
I was the one who put the post up because I wanted to know what everybody's thoughts was. I wasn't doing it to be messy, but I wanted to know what everybody's thoughts was because, you know, this woman, you know, is, you know, letting people know that, listen, I don't have to go through my history, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that, whatever, get speech to herself, whatever. So I wanted, really, basically wanted to know what.
The conversation that they had stemmed from the real icons and legends, and then it spilled over.
What are you guys talking about? The post again? The icon status text and thing? Way again?
No.
We're talking about the between Terry Revlon and Harold Balenciaga. The reading session that they had. First, it started in the Real Icons and Legends group, and then it spilled over to the rest of us, and that's how Naima was able to drag it into the ballroom news.
I know.
I got it off of a post that I had seen on Letitia's wall. I wasn't talking about that room when it first originated. When it was on Letitia's wall, it wasn't no comments. So I was like, wow, this is interesting. So I had posted it inside the elite room that I'm in with other people, and then from there, I had took it over to Alexis's new room, and I wanted to get everybody's opinion and see what they felt about, what they thought about it.
No, what I'm telling you is that the reading session between them began in their own group. She made her own post about how she felt and put it on a public Facebook group, I guess.
Whether y'all say that she read him or not, or whatever the case may be, I felt like, and I'm not jumping on nobody's side, but it is like that, get on Harold's side when I say this, but I feel like, you know, it was a legitimate, like, question. If he didn't know, whether him being an icon or legend or whatever it is, if him not knowing who she was or what she really done, or if he can't, if other people are asking him, well, who is she really? And he gives every, well, I don't know, whatever like that. That's not Harold being shady, and that's not him being catty. Because I also, and I can say this for myself, because I'm not a bitch and I don't hide. But I said on the post, I was like, well, I never even heard of her, and I've been out since 94. And the only time I ever heard of her is when she got chopped at this California ball or something like that out there in the West Coast. But I wasn't being shady. If I was just legitimately saying that I never heard of her.
We have that caller that put us on hold is back. 203-999 the Nova View.
Yeah, my bad. Fucking media was going off and shit. But yo, it was good, Kelly, man.
Oh God.
I'm not on the phone, girl. I'm just keeping it real.
Tonight's not Kelly's night, but I'm not going to cock block. Kelly?
No, I'm just saying, man, you can lay your head down anywhere with me.
Oh, Kelly, we have someone over here saying you can lay your head down anywhere.
Same with good, ma. You know, you feel like you had, I feel like you had everywhere, ma.
Didn't we have a caller like this a few weeks ago for Naima?
Hey, there. Singing, you know, I'm just keeping it 100.
Caller, Kelly is on multiple chat lines during multiple nights. You can call her on one of those.
No, who this is.
Nicole, you're back.
Are y'all getting into what Kelly's doing in the background? Y'all not getting in that mixing scene? Y'all didn't see the things being passed and everything? Look at her. Y'all didn't get in. You didn't get with Monique. No, you didn't get into when Monique passed Miss Thing the thing and she moved to the side and then she told the child to get up. Y'all not getting into that mixy background?
Bitch, I've been getting into that.
Where is Alexa Snow? She would know. Look at that.
So, Nicole, you grabbed your popcorn.
I just was sitting here. No, don't try to change it, Kai. Don't try to change it. I saw what was going on. Y'all sitting here was talking. I was watching Kelly. The child was laughing, falling out, covering his face. I saw everything go.
Bitch, the cool trannies and me
been
Oh, y'all not see if it was somebody else tea, Alexa, I mean Miss London, you would have spilt that tea if you would have saw your girlfriend passing to your girlfriend. Huh? Oh. I saw
no,
it.
But you
gotta
know,
get that right.
It's where all the tea is spilt now.
Right, it took you to tell the public, thank you, Nicola.
Yeah, tell the public she was moving off the camera, doing things. The little one right there, look at him. He looking, he was laughing and smiling. Kai got up, passed it to her, and then she sat back down. She picked up the wine. It's tea over there.
So you're saying Prince spooked it?
No, Prince was the center of her attention. Obviously, who is Prince, by the way?
This is Biggie's replacement.
Who, Alexis?
Oh, shit, I knew my mic was on.
Oh, shit.
Nicole, you need to chat on my background.
No, you gagged that. I smoked everything. You was doing that. You getting nice and ready for the club, right, Sis?
So let me ask a question. How do you all feel that now that everything is going the YouTube direction with all these YouTube shows popping up, do you think that people are going to lose interest in the radio?
What is she
I think it's two different platforms. I don't think so. I think it's two different platforms.
We don't have a show every night, i.e. Nicole and Ballroom Throwback.
You have been still saying my name. It's not going to happen in London. I'm not going to do it. So you can stop. You got to go get Naima, one of them. I'm not going to do it.
I miss going back and forth with you. But
I know. You've been doing it all night. You telling people you was doing what Kelly was just doing in the living room with me and all this stuff.
No, we did it in the bathroom.
Wait, see, let me get out this chat room.
No, but we don't give a show every night. We keep them waiting, and when we give it to them, they enjoy it. So look forward. We give them something to look forward to.
You can always look forward to me. I normally not, you know, pay any mind to when you go and what you give. And you know what you give, London.
Oh, child. Kelly, they said, is that all English you drinking out of that wine glass?
I don't drink beer, and I don't have a beer belly. You have to ask another bitch that has a beer belly.
She's trying you, Alexis.
So it's
why would you say I was saying Alexis?
We have a caller before they go away. 410-462, you're live on the air.
Yeah, that was me. I got hung up on. I'm sorry. My phone hung up.
And I hung up again.
Shut up.
Oh, shit.
Shut up. I'm gagging at y'all.
So if it's not old English, is it
blue? I think it's a phone virus going around, because, you know, last week my phone was messing up, Naima's phone was always messing up. It was Naima's phone who started it.
No.
It went off, but it went off, and it just came out.
Oh, that's
interesting. I need to try that.
If she
throw
that
hell
one more time.
Hey, Naima.
My cousin just said the same thing. I'm sorry. I've had this. When I turn around, it's just a habit.
We have a caller at 770-298. You're live on the air.
What?
Okay, I guess not. So, boy back there, is it true that at Kelly's because Dee Dee's in ATL?
Wait a minute, not too much with my mother now, honey. What about, honey? Which one?
I just need to know, like.
Who is my
Asia Malone? So now there's cricket, and Kelly's taking pictures. Okay. I cannot.
Like you just took a bump for real.
Oh, you Ooh. caught. That's what I'm trying to say.
Tiffany, you telling too much.
Oh no. We're just telling the
public. Kelly took a bump. Kelly
took a bump. Kelly, Vogue, I know you have a lot of energy. Vogue down.
She's selling face now.
Wait, look at her photo shoot, Kelly.
She's taking pictures.
Oh my God, yes, yeah, she is posing.
Yes. She didn't turn this into the Kelly hour.
What are you looking at?
Kelly felt it.
Oh.
E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is my specialty. E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is a part of me. E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is my specialty. E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is a part of me. E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is my specialty. E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is a part of me. E to the O, T-U-E, voguing is my destiny. Now E to the O, T-U-E, children come and vogue.
My cue.
She is about to swing that hair back to India.
Almost knocked the camera out. The camera went green for a minute.
Kelly, stand to the side. Kelly, judges your score.
Prince, where's Prince? Bring Prince to the floor.
Why do you want Prince to come to the floor?
Bring him to the floor.
I'm bringing everybody to the floor. We're going to take a picture.
Okay. Kai, we already know how you look.
Thank you, Nicole.
Wait, where's the Prince?
This is so cute. This is a before the club.
Well, Prince got to get over. He got to get in.
Y'all not directing this camera, so I'm going
to
fuck y'all up.
Yes.
Look at Prince.
Oh, my God. Which realness? I think I'm straight.
Oh, my God.
Man, you don't
want
to.
I do want somebody to climb so bad.
Why are you people on your
ass? Oh, Tiffany, you took the words out of my mouth.
Are y'all all going to Vogue night?
Meet y'all like Red Boys. You single?
Oh, look, she always. Are you going to Vogue night with all of them?
Yes, we are. It's a big thing.
I'll be there.
With Prince Sue?
Yes.
I think
yes.
I
who is the one supposedly, honey, that's over there, girl, just because mother's out of town, honey?
That's the one that's sitting right there with the hat to the back with his chin, touching his nose. That is cool. His name is Michi Chanel, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's a Chanel.
Hey, Meet you Chanel, can you bring it to the judges' panel, please?
Meety, come to the front, honey. Bring Meety to the front, honey.
Uh-oh, that's not the Heineken, that's Corona.
Girl, I don't drink motherfucking beer, Miss Singer. I just started sipping on wine, honey, okay?
That is Thunderbird.
Kelly, I can't see the back of you. You got to move over a little bit.
I'm private caller. You're live on the air.
No, not that way. Yeah, that way. Yes, it sounds real.
Yes,
things
going up.
This,
I'm private caller. You're live on the air.
Tell Kelly to stop doing drugs on camera.
Excuse me. You sound like a baby.
Nicole, you know what I'm gonna do for you, Nicole, so you can get a full visual, Nicole. I'm about to change my profile picture for you, Nicole, so you can see.
Oh,
change
my God.
Right now. Okay? Hold on. Let me change my profile picture.
Princess and Ms. Rahe, and where he live at?
Don't worry about all that. I'm changing my profile. I'm changing my profile picture for you and Tiff right now.
All right. Well, just tell Prince I said hello, and now you don't have to do nothing else.
Tiff and Nicole, I changed my profile picture for y'all.
Oh,
I'm
going
to see how he really looks.
I'm loving your look, honey. You don't have to throw it to me, girl, honey.
Okay.
I'm not throwing it to y'all. I changed my profile picture for you and Nicole so y'all can get a good visual.
Okay. I didn't say anything about crunching much.
No, but why are you in the profile pic? No, why is she in the profile pic, though? She said she's going to change the profile pic. No, see, this is not fair. What is she there for?
I changed it so you could get in.
Oh, it is over for him. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Wait, let me check the profile picture. What am I
you better check that profile picture. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute,
who is
that?
Honey.
Who is that?
Who is that?
That's Prince.
Who is
that?
Y'all is
so
sounding so thirsty.
Okay, I gotta go. I love y'all all in the chat room. I'm gonna give a big shout out. I wanna give a big shout out to everybody that it has sat here and viewed my camp all night and watched my transformation from to be in Painting Con. I want to give y'all all a big shout out and let y'all know I love y'all all in the chat room, all 70 people. I want to give a big shout out to the 120 people that's on the phone line and let y'all know big shout out to y'all. Y'all wanted me to come through, I came through, but now my services are now kicking in and I must kick out the motherfucking door, Miss Day. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all girls do go into tonight, please make sure y'all do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'm getting hot, so I have to go,
Miss Thinker,
my services.
Bye-bye. Nah, Kelly, be careful. Be safe.
Make sure y'all got some Trojans. Make sure y'all got some Trojans bare skin condoms with Millennium ID Glide.
Damn. Oh, Lord.
You need to get some of them, Naima.
Huh? I can't find her picture that she updated.
I'll get them when I come down here to Texas.
Oh, Lord.
I bet you will.
Honey, because I need you burning up
bright.
She'll get them when she actually leaves the house.
Not in
deep
Texas.
Deep in the heart of J-Rock.
What?
deep inside.
I have a question for people that take pills. Mark,
Ooh.
I have this going.
Yes,
God,
I
want to fix my hair. No, I have a question. Now, how many X pills can you actually take in one night? Because one of my brothers had started tripping like a motherfucker, got paranoid, and I was like, "What is wrong with you?" He was like,
"I'm gonna tell you like this: me and Jason,
moogly.
Why you had to bring my name into it?
Because me and you were stoned that gag of wind. Me and Jason was on two. I've had." Four
and
one.
You got
night.
People thinking I pop pills.
I don't know. Xbox don't do it for me because I bought one from Mark and I didn't feel a goddamn
thing. Child, that pill you bought from Mark is sitting right here
that's
with my
because
microwave.
Your body is used to them grams.
No. I don't do pills unless I go out, and I barely go out because I'm usually always working. So I don't do pills just to be sitting home. Now last week
or 2 weeks ago, I did that when I was home one time. But I don't do pills unless I'm going out to a club or to a ball. When I'm at a ball, I'm always on the pill.
Well, the reason why I asked is because we was doing some research on ecstasy, where it came from, where it started, all that stuff, and what it was originally used for.
Before you go on, let me explain something to you. You can finish, but let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Work in the hospital. I work in radiology. I know all about the body and the human anatomy. So it really, I know what the pill gives, but it really makes no point for you to research it if you just want to get high.
No, that's what I was saying. No, I'm not talking about the get high part. It just tripped me out because I was just wondering this is what I had found out. They were saying that, well, if it's a real pill and not something fake, but if it's a real pill, they said that it takes all the blood from a certain area of your brain to make it like you get that feeling like you on this fucking roller coaster the whole time you high. But the problem is when people take another one, the more they take, there is no more blood in that area to take from your brain, and that's why they go into seizures. So
what?
I was like, how do people say that they pop? Oh, I pop three and this and that, and then I've seen people that say, oh, this one didn't do
that. This is something that, I mean, this is just reality. Whatever you do, a lot of times it's better if you do it in moderation instead of you abusing.
Mm-hmm.
When you abuse it, that's what happens. Everybody's body don't react the same. Everybody's chemical imbalance or balance is always different. So it makes no sense to even try to compare one body to another. One person might take it and feel one way. One person just might be subdued and calm. So every drug has a different reaction to somebody.
Okay, because that was tripping me out because my son just kept waking me up. Daddy, I can't feel my heart. I can't feel. I'm like, get the fuck out of my, what's wrong with you? I can't hear myself. I can't hear. I'm like, well, you can't hear, bitch, get the fuck. He got like paranoid. What the fuck
was
on?
He was
on.
How
do you hear
on
yourself? What do you mean you don't hear yourself? What the
know
fuck?
What he was on?
Well, honey,
I don't know.
Simply with 15 inches says both nights has too many sweaty drag queens that don't wear deodorant coming off the pier. No, ma'am.
Who's she talking about?
Huh?
I said, who's she talking about? Does she know some names? It's the tea party, drop it.
Well, honey, I can attest to that. I can agree with her with that, honey, because sometimes I do be up in Vogue nights, and sometimes you could be outside, you could still smell the girls. The girls be like, bitch, where did you?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This has always been a ballroom tradition. You always got those girls that have been on the pier voguing. And either way, it's a ball, a mini ball, or something like that, and these is usually the kids that only walk mini balls. They're coming from the pier to come to the ball. So they're going to always smell like ew. Those girls always smell
like
ew.
But you know what, though? It's wintertime, so, you know, those community pieces down there be looking, you know, for the girls, you know, that
we'll
got
to
run.
We'll be knocking at your front door soon.
Well, honey, let me tell you something. There is no love that lives at my home, honey. It's very, the session, and you got to get out. And if the session was cute, then, you know, I might let you know, stay the night or whatever, we could do the session again. But other than that, though, it's session.
You gotta
get out, honey. It ain't no
type
of
all
like that.
No, why 15 gonna say they could at least wash up in the sink at Esquilita? I'm dead.
Well, you know what? Since we're talking about funkiness on drag queens, let me tell y'all something. Sometimes I found this out from some of my drag homegirls. They'll go take a shower, and I was trying to figure it out till my ex-lover had told me what it was. I was trying to figure out, I'm like, they just got out the shower. But why do they smell musty like this? Bitch, wash your hair. These drags go and put on these sweat. They go to the club, they sweat in these wigs, they take them off, then they put them on the little mannequin head, then they go put them back on, they sweat in the wig, then they go take it off, put it on the mannequin head. Those wigs be funky. Not funky, funky. To the max. Wash your hair. If you can't wash your hair because it's cheap, get better
not
hair.
Wash your hair.
Well, why are we on the subject?
I'm going to say it like I'm from Texas. Wash your hair, okay?
Well, while we're on the subject of washing hair, it's that time of the season when the girls need to be buying their T-strings from Letitia because it's Christmas, and I'm sick of saying you're nuts.
So are you saying we should have a grab bag and the girls get T-strings for everyone?
I think so.
You know, that would be a nice Christmas present if you really, to be truthful. Go buy yourself
a
T-string.
So let's have a T-string drive.
Bitch, I'm pretty sure the T-string not bothered at all.
No, if I see a film queen or a female figure going to a dip and her balls are showing, I'm going to just automatically just throw up here Letitia's T-strings up on the stage.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what?
No, I'm going to give it a Wonder Woman pair. You know the Wonder Woman one she got? Throw them right on the stage, bitch. Put them on.
So
I
want to
actually
get a lot of them
and give them socket stuffers.
Just incredible said, Johnny's look like her tuck would stink.
Oh, shit.
I'm dead.
You're up 22 and much.
Wait, and they said her tuck looked like the spell like Rhythm Nation.
Oh, they said Jasmine Bird be showing. That's fierce.
Let me tell y'all something, though. I'm going to tell y'all, when I used to be, you know, a girl of the night, you know, out there, you know, doing activities at night, I have girlfriends. And like I now use the term loosely when I say girlfriends, but I have girlfriends, you know, that be doing community services, and you know these girls, they don't even brush their teeth, you know, they don't even, you know, wash their tux, you know, anything like that. And you know, I have went on a little service call with one girl, and honey, we was in the car, and it happened to be wintertime, and the child had the heat on. And as soon as that doggone, you know, he was already on, as soon as that child dropped them doggone pants at her ankle, she opened up the whole car. The man got very up there. He was really guilt out, bro.
Hell.
He said what?
He said, I'm good. You could go ahead and get on out the car.
Like, what do you do? Did she just tuck it back and walk away with her dick between her, I mean, her tail between her legs?
You know what, though, but what I don't understand is if you're going to be, you know, a community service worker, okay, at least you can be, at least you can be fresh, you know, you can smell like something, have some baby wipes or, you know, have some type of something,
not
you know,
baby wipes.
I'm hand sanitizer. Let me tell you something. When I be out, I have my hand sanitizer, I have my baby wipes, I have my condoms, you know, I have my paper towels, you know, everything in the pocketbook and stuff like that, honey, to keep everything sanitary. Because, you know, when
you're
a
blow and go
worker,
you had a blow and go?
Huh?
You had a blow and go?
What?
A blow and go?
What?
She said sanitizer, napkins, condoms, and damn baby wipes, honey. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I thought she was saying, well, she had a stick and go then. Because, you know, a blow and go is when you get your peroxide and all that stuff to clean out your throat after you done sucked the dick and shit. But you had a stick and go. I forgot you.
Yeah.
Naima, someone said you only had bubblegum, condoms, and steroids.
They got to start trying me. They didn't
J-Rock
say that.
Ain't as innocent as I thought.
Who?
J-Rock is
okay,
not as innocent
what's
as I thought.
Again, mother, what you said the topic, the main topic of the show was?
Tell the
J-Rock
public
is being a slut.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let me go on and put this out there since everybody want to think I'm so. Everybody always trying to make me into this angel. I never do it to myself. When I first got
on
the show.
Well, I hope you don't do it to yourself.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, when I first came on to Tins and Chops, it was on State of Emergency. If y'all look at them archives and listen to the stuff that I have done in my life, I've been in the Navy for 13 years. I've traveled the world. I've seen some motherfucking things.
So basically you're saying you had a lot of semen.
No. I've gave a lot of semen. I've lost a lot of babies. That's all I'm saying. A lot of children have been lost. And that's why I promote Trojans, Bare Skin Condoms, and Millennium ID Glide. Feels so good, you forget it's on.
Okay, oh my God. Is there a commercial for that? Can you send us
No,
commercial?
It's not. Actually,
and
they
when do you
they
ever
finally
use
got a commercial.
When you're always on your stomach?
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
If you knew, if
I
you
guess
knew
I guess he's
it.
Promoting it to the toppers, to the one who.
If you knew this position that I knew from Karma Sutra, you can still be on your stomach and still be topping.
But we know you're not doing that. We know you're just very much in the fetal position, balled up on your stomach.
Because I could give that to somebody. Like, I can give that tip to somebody. You got to send that over to me. Inbox that over to me.
Mark, like, wait a minute, hold up. Y'all ain't never seen that in the pornos where the guy be laying down on one end and the other guy be laying on the other end, but he be on top, but he be on his stomach, but he be, like, going back. Okay, y'all don't get it. Never mind.
No, no.
No, because you're trying to make
y'all
up
acting
a way.
Like y'all so, y'all acting like y'all so fucking
there.
Green and stuff, but I know you, y'all some fucking freaks.
Green?
On this goddamn phone.
Any person on this phone, green is you.
Who's green, honey?
Well, I know you ain't green, Miss. I pick up Trey by the trash can in Atlanta.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Let
me whip.
First of all, I keep telling you, I didn't pick him up at the trash can. I picked him up from the dope spot, honey, where I've got my other eight balls from, honey. All free. Because that's what this good pussy. I didn't pick him up at the trash can. I picked him up from the trap house.
Right, and I got some juice about that. I heard that it was a crackhead.
No.
TJ said, y'all act like y'all don't know. He's still in that position. TJ know what that position is. TJ know every position, though.
So you saying you put TJ in a position?
No, Jasmine, stop that.
Ooh. How'd she stop
that? On to other news.
Mm-mm, no, we still right there. Rewind back down that street. How'd she stop that?
Okay.
Baby. She made them go to the store. She kept them separated. She didn't want them having no interaction with each other.
But they had to go to sleep at some point in time.
Baby, I wasn't at the hotel.
And they did dip off a few times at the ball. I did see them by the bathroom a couple of times.
I was cutting his hair. Thank
at
you.
In the bathroom?
Yes.
Bet he was cutting his hair.
I knew somebody was going to say something.
Is that
I
what they call it now, cutting hair?
No, I was cutting his hair.
Was that a full body haircut?
No. I was cutting his hair because he didn't get a chance to get to the barbershop because we were doing so much for Jazz and we was rushing, going back and forth. And then he was like, I did not get to go to the barber and it was already time to go to the so I said, get the clippers. I know how to cut hair so he wouldn't be looking all crazy at the ball. So we went in that bathroom.
So that's why he had
the
hat on then.
So let's close the door and I'll cut your hair.
Exactly.
So y'all are trying
with my mouth. He cut his hair all right with his mouth down below.
Ooh. Baby, there was no garçon power going on in that bathroom. I'm sorry.
Not at all. Girl, you girls are just sad and pitiful. You're so damn dick hunk.
Girl, she wanted to talk about somebody being dick hunk.
I'm not dick hunk at all, honey. I get a full course meal of dick all on the regular, so I could never be hungry for it.
Dick is good. Dick's delicious.
Exactly. That's what Naima say.
And it's for sure.
I had to tell a nigga this day this morning. I can get dick anytime. I can get dick quicker than I can get a glass of water. You're not saying nothing like you put me on
Well, at least
no
you don't get showers.
I mean, I don't like golden showers. I tried that one time, but it wasn't for me. I didn't like that, like, cold piss on me feel.
Oof.
You know,
what?
I was trying to get my wife.
Is Enrique still on the phone?
Right, Enrique, did his call get dropped?
I don't understand. Y'all drop co-hosts. Y'all pick
your bills
followed
up.
Y'all got rid of Dev, honey.
We
now,
did not drop a co-host.
They have dropped Enrique like they're about to drop his teddy.
Okay, Devin had an opportunity to come on the show and do whatever he was supposed to do. He chose to come on the show and talk about something else instead of doing what he was supposed to do the day that he called Devin.
Oh.
So we didn't drop a co-host. Enrique
is not a co-host.
Oh, no, you missed it, J-Rock. I asked. They said he is. Mother said he is.
I never said he was a co-host.
He's on the positive side of things. He's supposed to be on Wednesday night. The positive
right,
side.
Right. I said we got past all the little drama when I kicked him out of the tea party. He said he can't be a part of the cast. You know, thing we do.
It was a mess. They are reading inside this chat room. They talk about... I'm not going to say that. But they read in the chat room.
Say it.
Then bring it up and not say it.
Right.
For real.
Because I'm really not paying no attention to the chat room tonight.
Let me
so
get
not
on
him.
And look for myself.
Naima, get by the window. I can't hear you. Ooh.
Speaking of, I got a question that has no shade. I love Laomi down. But when Roxy and Laomi had first came out, I had caught Just Incredible, I Am Cute. But anyways, I had caught one of those early videos of them voguing. Roxy used to vogue, used to slay Laomi. When Roxy used to do the 3-4 backflips into a dip and all that stuff, but, yeah, not interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, next subject.
But Laomi had the spins of death.
Yeah,
she did.
She come a long way, too. She got her hands.
You know what I think it was, though? Laomi has more performance.
Right, Laomi, and Laomi broke a lot of bones for this scene.
Damn, you got to break bones, and then they got the nerve to want to take your status and shit.
I tell you, Roxy comes from a very, very, very vogue in time. That girl, that little girl, vogue. Oh, that girl.
Right,
this the one who has the tits on it. This the one who has the chest now, right?
Roxy,
is she a
Roxy is she still Evisu or she's Zach Prodigy?
I think she's Mother Evisu.
I thought she was
Did she live in California? Is this the one from California or something?
No, I don't think Roxy lives in California. I don't know where Roxy is now, but I know she does.
It's
I don't
another
think
Roxy that I'm thinking about. Never mind.
They said she lives in L.A.
Yeah, okay, then maybe I am thinking about the right one then, honey.
Oh, she lives there?
Okay.
I don't know. I know she moved from up here, but I don't know.
Roxy is Mother Evisu. Oh, okay.
She's supposed to be pursuing her singing career, her pop.
Right.
I remember when Roxy came to my house in Dallas, and I swear for God, I thought that was a real. I just thought she was a real.
She
was not. That was before anything. No surge. No nothing. It's just I was like, hey, how you doing? And everything. She's like, I just looked kind of fish.
Yeah, she always.
I want to know when I come to. Because you know. I'm going to have to get my hotel room, honey, if I come to Texas. I was going to say, I want to come to your house and stay, but then again, I'm going to want to paint the town.
I don't know if you're going to paint the town because I don't paint, so no artistry down here.
No, I want to paint the town.
Well, you can paint all day long. I don't get into arts and crafts like that coming out of my ass. I don't know what you do.
I'm talking about Stacey and enjoying the city, and you know, and things like that.
Not arts and crafts. Not a Michael's project.
You definitely paint when you was young.
Not Michael.
No. That's what you have mothers and fathers for. They teach you this word called fleet. Don't go around painting the girls. I cannot stand that.
I'm talking
about
when you was in school, you was a little child, you did a little fake things, you know. you always had to be assy, A-Rock, y'all.
And I didn't paint when I was a child either. I thought that was for kids. I did more mature things as a child. I was on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Who barely gets up
from
the
gym? He
was on a stepping stool.
Y'all gonna break y'all backs.
Oh yeah, I just wanna let everybody know that I wanna let everybody know before I forget, because it's always good to get good news in the ballroom, because everybody's so goddamn tired these days. But I got good news today. I thought they were gonna give me like a promotable eval, like fuck you, you know, petty officer, because you so fucking smart at the I got number 2 out of 400 and something people at my rank. I'm number 2. Only because number 1 is more qualified. And that really big. I got an early promote, so hopefully I can get promoted to chief.
Congratulations.
You had
a lot of promotion.
Oh, yes, Stephanie, you took the
words
right out of my mouth.
I'm getting my green card next year.
Yes!
Yes, mother. No more INS for you.
No more boats and underwater tunnels and things like that for me.
Well, you know, if you get your green card, you can join the Navy, and in 8 weeks you can be a citizen, right?
Oh, here you go recruiting.
No, that's not for me.
Step into the
bedside. No, I'm just saying,
this
is what you do. You get finished with boot camp. Get finished with boot camp, right? Get your citizenship, and then just, you know, say it wasn't for me and get an honorable discharge. And get a bad discharge.
It's don't ask, don't tell, and if someone asks me, I'm going to tell them everything.
No. The Obama administration has got rid of don't ask, don't tell, so you can tell whatever the fuck you want to tell, and it's going to be just fine. And if somebody says something to you about it, it's called sexual harassment, and they get kicked out.
Well, tell how you sucked up your superior for that promotion, huh?
Oh,
that shit.
I have never. My knees are clean. My knees have not a mark on them. Although
you
don't have to get on your knees.
I'll only join if you walk
thank
runway
you,
towards me.
So much.
If
not
you walk
them tight
runway
ass Navy pants
me
on,
as
I
sign
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
did you say, London?
I said I'll only sign up if you walk runway towards me as I come into the wherever.
Not with them tight ass leather pants on, I hope.
Why
do you even say something about them leather pants? Because now it's getting cold here, and he might try to bring them back out again. Like, don't give him no ideas.
Because I want him to step into the bedside.
Okay,
I want to
bring something up. So, did y'all see this recent resignation letter to the ballroom scene that Marco Herrera had posted?
I thought we
didn't talk about
that
earlier.
We talked about that.
Oh, y'all did?
I did.
Went over that, Naima, while you were looking at Kelly's
eating
back.
Eating that ham hock sandwich.
No, it wasn't while I was there. It must have been when
tea.
I was fixing my food and I put my phone down. Don't try it.
And speaking of that,
I
fixed a plate and put it aside for you.
Ginger's nose is the key.
You know
what
I mean?
Well, wait a minute.
What happened, Naima? What you say?
Where is she? Would you like to call in anybody that's listening? What happened? It's like she had her nose job and she just fell off the face of the earth.
I'm going to tell you what she's about to do.
Her nose fell off.
No. I'm going to tell y'all what she about to do. Y'all see, Ginger about to give y'all old school femme queen tease. She gave y'all that key at the Candy World Ball. No tea, no shade. That was a key. I'm sorry, sis. But she's going to come back. And when she comes back,
what was the Kiki at Candy World? I missed that. What was the Kiki?
I'm just saying, baby. It looked like Ginger with some hair on. I need you to just go look at the picture.
She looked like
I seen her. Okay, I was there. Okay, I thought it was something.
Right, remember it was like, hey, Ginger. It is not like you didn't know who she was. Hey, Ginger. You know. When she comes back. Bitch, when she's come back, she's gonna be like, Miss J-Rock, let me shake you, J-Rock. Bitch, it was not ready. She shakes me, baby. Bitch, I am every sheen. That's how she
talks. You know, she talks like with a little lisp, honey.
Like not a little lisp, bitch.
Ginger is somewhere doing what the femme queens used to do. She's
right.
Getting all her work.
She's gonna come back and
she's getting all her work done, and she's gonna come out and she's gonna slay y'all girls.
She's gonna slay.
I hope
so.
I just hope, she's
going
to
let
a,
y'all know she's taking her moans. She down in Mexico, laying by the beach.
I want to ask Ginger. Wants to make me call Ginger on the phone now and ask her, is she in hiding or is she? I'm almost scared she's in a drug haze, but that's another topic, honey.
That bitch will come out and do a do-do-do-do-do, shwam.
That's going to be a lot to do that, though. That's going to take a lot. You ought to see the picture of hormones that Tiffany gave this other girl in the room. It's going to take about that much hormones.
She came for me, honey, and she's going to say something. I told that whole bitch, you need to take a lifetime supply of honey
I'm going to tell y'all, whenever Miss Ginger come back out, because, you know, the girls call her Jewish cunt, they call her all types of stuff. She's going to come out and she's going to debut in her new house, honey. And I don't know if y'all heard the word around town what new house she's going to come out, but she's going to be at the back of the runway, and our house going to get very, you bitches better bring it because the Revlon's in the building.
I got to call Miss Ginger. J-Rock, call Ginger on 3-way. Let's get her side of the story, please.
Find out if she got that iPad.
I want to see how she
just
sounds.
Just find out if she got
that
iPad back
yet. Yeah, I'm about to call her mother. Hold on. Can you want to call her from the switchboard or do you want me to call her?
You have to call her.
Can we call Ginger?
Not at this time of the night.
Why?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Yeah, we still can.
Call up and see what she's doing. Tell her nobody's
cool.
We just checking her.
You want me to send it to your phone, Jason?
Send what? I'm not operating switchboard.
Well, who the hell's going to do it? I'll
call
her
from your phone.
I ain't got time for this. This shit is the key, honey. I got to hear what the hell she been doing.
Oop, somebody said Ginger don't work, so call him. Y'all fierce. Let me go blow up my couch.
Blow up your couch, bitch?
Yes, bitch. Didn't you see that couch Alexis posted from Walmart, the blow-up couch for the girls that ain't got no furniture?
Can I speak to that rock socking Ginger Mizrahi?
You talk to Taryn.
Who is Ginger? Where's Ginger at?
This is Taryn, girl. This is Ginger.
Oh girl. You, I have you on the radio show, the Tens and Top show, girl, with the mother London and Jason.
Hello, Ginger.
We were talking
girl,
about
don't be saying
Ginger.
My name on the radio. I got one.
Sam Queen, the interview is.
We all wanted to know. I said, somebody brought your name up in the chat room, and I said, I want to know, where is Ginger? Everybody's saying you're making this, you know, going to come back doing what the Femme Queens do. You're getting everything, you look together, and then you're going to come back out, and you're going to be socking it to the girls. Ginger, where are you? Are you in hiding, girl? What is the tea?
No, I'm not in hiding, honey. I'm here. I'm around.
Well, girl, why is nobody seeing you, girl? What's your deal?
I've been getting my work and stuff done, you know?
And I thought
I told you.
Because my name
saying that
because
I just said that.
I walk when I want to walk.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, and my temper's worse. My name has been made. I walk when I want to walk.
But I'm saying, girl, nobody's seeing you, girl, so you just sitting in the cut saying your name. Well, let London ask you.
Right, so Ginger, you sound a little different. I give you that.
Because he said he was Taryn when I called.
What'd you say?
Oh, so you're Taryn. With all the surge and everything, you're going to still be Taryn?
Girl, what do y'all want to talk about morning, honey?
No, Ginger. Ginger, can we...
What's that?
Do you have a girl name we can call you by?
Whatever you want to call me, London. Whatever you want to call me, London. Whatever you want to call me.
How about Olivia?
Olivia sounds great. How about Natalie for you?
What?
How about Natalie for you or Seeley?
Who?
Seeley?
Yes, she caught that read, Olivia.
Bitch, don't call me, girl. You got the right one, Miss London Bridges, girl. You will be falling tonight, bitch.
How about my name be the wrong bitch?
Okay.
So Pearl, okay, Ginger. So what are you getting done next? Can you tell the public?
What?
Can you tell the public what you're getting done next, if you don't mind? So is it cheeks, or are you redoing like the lip structure, the jawline?
No, none of that, sweetie.
So are you getting titties?
I already have tits.
Who can you send a picture?
Huh?
That's lies, Ginger. Are you serious?
I mean, why not? I mean, the girl is my third queen of the night.
London, see, girl.
Ginger, you're making her you're leaving Miss Rahi and coming out as Revlon. Is that true? She said that you was leaving Miss and you were coming out as a Revlon.
Well, girl.
So, Teron, since you have your bag, the girls cannot say anything about you coming out for Female Figure.
I don't know what happened to say from the get-go anyway. Like, seriously.
No, you were truly, you were hard. Ginger, you were hard. You were hard for that performance. You turned it, but you were hard. You were.
And you're high right now on the radio.
I'm hard?
Yeah, Ginger did turn it now. I got light.
At 1:40 in the morning, you're high. Calling my phone to question me about what I'm doing. No,
She said, I fell
on y'all mind that much. Y'all ain't got no date, no dick, no nothing, so y'all miserable to follow my phone.
Well, actually,
y'all really got no job in the morning?
No. Well, actually, Ginger, in some of our defense, some of us didn't want to talk to you. Tiffany did. So you need to take that up with
Tiffany. I love you, sis, and I miss
She was just checking up on you because there was a lot of rhinoplasty you had to get.
No, it wasn't a lot. You know what? It was a lot, and it cost a lot, too, and it wasn't crafted, okay? Thank you. I got mine in Beverly Hills, boo.
Are they going to fix it?
Yeah.
What do you mean fix it? What's wrong with it?
It was a little plumpy.
No, it's not, baby. Am I healing process, sweetie?
Well, I got an inbox message that says you are really coming out as a legacy.
A what?
What is that? The house of legacy inside my inbox. That's what somebody said. Like, they're lonely. Ginger's really coming out as a legacy.
Y'all girls are so miserable. You have nothing to do, huh? But I mean, I'm glad to know that y'all keep me on y'all mind.
The girls were forgetting about
you.
The
man with the yellow hat is saying that it's time to put the monkey back in the cage, so we need to say goodnight.
Right. And Ginger, the girls were forgetting about you, so we just had to make you, somewhat, appear again. And that was
Well, I hope you guys have a 401k plan to look back on later on in life. This is Blog Talk Radio. Take care.
Thank you, George.
I got one. It was nice
talking
to you, George.
Thank you, Queen Monkey. Thank you.
It was nice talking to you, George.
No, thank you, Ginger. Have a nice night. Thank you.
Bye, Ginge.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, mother. Yes, mother. That was wonderful.
Y'all gotta get her hyped to start talking like she really talked. She kinda gagged.
I got time for curious.
She kinda gagged me when she answered the phone.
She over there asleep with her yellow suspenders.
She was very calm for that phone call.
I'm still keen because Jason got very well. I was told that it's time to put the monkey back in.
Y'all played too much.
No, but give it to her.
Oh,
so
God, I needed this laugh. Thanks, sweetie. The man with the yellow hat texted. He hit my inbox and said it's time to put the monkey back in the cage.
He called your phone and said, "Curious George."
Yo, the same queen was 15 inches, and she turned it by posting that picture.
Girl, I'm not worried about Ginger. I attack too. Girls think because they seen somebody put out mace that the bitch can't fight. Girl. The
please,
same way
honey,
he got hands, I got hands. He bleed the same blood I do, just mine is not
possible. Mace just makes your eyes
on
burn. You can still see
okay,
a little
what
bit.
Happened? What are y'all looking
don't
at?
Talk about blood, Jason. I didn't, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nicole,
you said
it's over. New fat puss, you got the wrong Jason. I'm not the Jason that was fighting Marcus, okay?
203-999, you're live on the air. Two oh three, can you put the dick down and come to the phone? 3999, you're live on the air.
These weirdos is crazy this time of night.
It's crazy, but you decide to call somebody out the blue and just have us go off on them. That's
Charlene,
like calling.
No, hold on.
That's like calling Mitt Romney and saying, "Bitch, why didn't you run?"
Yeah, I called because first of all, it started because y'all said something somebody said about Ginger in the chat room, and I said, "I wonder where Ginger is." She's been.
And I wanted to know because I hadn't heard.
Exactly,
something.
And that's how that went. I said, "Yeah," and everybody started.
Oh no,
about
y'all!
Ginger,
one of y'all said
come back
she
as
was
a femme
getting,
queen.
Getting ready to be a femme queen, and that's why
exactly,
I think the phone
was
call.
About me. Exactly.
That was me.
Exactly.
That was me. That was me. I said that
okay. She's
probably going like old school, and what she's going to do is get ready to be a film queen and come back and sock it to you. And everybody was like, I wonder, is that what she's doing? So we was like, let's
right.
call her.
So I said, let me call her. Exactly.
No job.
Well, I got an inbox message and said, women. And they said, Ginger don't have nothing to be. I'm reading their handwriting. Ginger don't have nothing to live for, but she probably got everything to die for. Miss Jason, you keep it cute.
What?
Come on with the threats now.
Why? Did Ginger just write something in a group or something? Like, what happened?
No, that's what's in my inbox. Y'all just said I got the inbox. I'm reading the way the person wrote it.
Nobody's doing anything. Go to sleep.
Go to bed.
Why are they threatening the child now?
There's
it could either
no
be
threat.
A threat, or it could either be a threat or a light read on somebody. I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, on
girl,
her status. But
up.
I've been with her to the doctor, and that girl is not sick. And I've seen her tape.
And I thank you.
And I
well,
know
I didn't
think
she was sick.
No, I'm just saying, you know how to read, you could take it how you want to take it. It was somebody she has nothing to live for but
everything
to die for.
Die for.
That could be any
like
way, you know, that could be a thread,
yeah.
That could be a read, you know.
Oh.
You queens
okay, well.
Are fucking tired.
Now, I will give her that much, honey. I know that, honey.
Well,
and
still,
I know whatever they
think. I'm still on the part where Jason got very honey. Well, they say it's time to put the budget with
bitch, you had got her hype. That's when she started getting that lisp. I hope you got some 401k.
But Naima, I heard they said the same about you in like 1900s when they slavery times.
Somebody said she got salmonella poisoning, bitch.
Salmonella, bitch.
Not salmonella poison. Why Ginger gotta have that, y'all?
No.
I can't take
Ginger's soft. No, I thought she was albino at first.
Y'all can't take her soft and cut.
Did y'all get into what Salvin said last night?
About his teeth, and they can knock him out, and he'll get him put back in.
He said, y'all know me, and I will say this because I don't give a fuck. And when I get my teeth, y'all can knock them out. Listen, Salvin, this bitch, you don't get
it. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. When we was at that bar, I told y'all, if y'all ever get a chance to get down to New Orleans, y'all got to get them grenades because they are so good. Salvin was like, I want another one for tonight. And I was like, no, because you got to commentate. Bitch, Salvin took that drink and drunk that whole thing before LSS. I finally brought Salvin out, and when I brought Salvin out, he hit that floor and started doing Vogue all the way, took that mic, and gave you every single chant from history. And we was like, bitch, Salvin must be either high, or he just sat there and just did like a mixtape.
Well, don't say high, because the man don't get high.
Well, not high. He was tipsy, drunk.
Right.
But he got his life though. He really made it so fun though. He made it really fun. And I liked how them girls they was taking like if they got chopped they ate that chop, kept going and whatever and it was no
can you brush stuff. Your gums or is it like
yes, ma'am, you can. The
you
doctor
should
do it
because your breath would stink if you don't. I mean it would collect like all that bacteria and stuff. But I do wanna ask you real quick. J Rock, who won the 50 the big girl part? Who won that?
Oh, look at Jazz in
the
aquarium. That's just pretty.
What about the big girl's face?
Here.
Yeah, the big girl's face.
Nobody came out and walked for the big girl's face, so they just let that money go away.
Yeah, they was calling me, the promoter. Like, I'm not trying to toot my own home, but, you know, they was calling me. They were trying to get a big, pretty girl as myself, you know, down into the city. But, I mean, I just couldn't see myself. You know, putting all that gas in my big Tahoe, you know, like it takes like $75 or $80 to fill my truck up, you know, to like go to New Orleans for 8 hours for a $50 pot. I mean, it was $50
the award was the amount was $50 with a $10 pot, and I just I mean, like, my gas.
Well, I'm glad you didn't
put a lot out on $30.
You know what was, but you know what was so funny?
$500 club now. I'm trying to get to the $1,000 club.
You know what was funny though, Tiff? They had, because you know they got shake that ass category in the South, right? So they had the wobble. They had the wobble contest, and it was only four people in the contest. Do you know that whole judges panel? Once I shook, because that's what I do. Yes, I shake down. I started shaking, and then after I shook and some more ebony shook, it was three ebony against one person. They said they raised that damn pot from $50 to $200, and I think it was $200, and everybody started coming. That was, like, hot. It was fun.
We had a lot of fun. I mean, if I went, I only really was going because, you know, my love Amber was going to be there. That's her city, you know, and that bitch has said,
oh, she was fish boots on that panel.
Yeah, she had just went home that morning. I had just sent her to the airport that Friday, and then, you know, for her to be in New Orleans. But she was here with me that whole week. We had Thanksgiving together and stuff. Why is this Naima laughing in the background so bad?
She always falling out.
Because I got two things to say. At
the end of the night, I have an announcement to make.
Okay, the first one is to Tiffany. I got an advice message that said, tell Tiffany she don't know what she's talking about. And then that was it. When you were talking about the face or something, because it came in around that time. But the second thing that I was keyed in was the child in the chat room, the screen name say Principal something. He said, you know, some of us dig down, gobble, gobble.
Oh, my God. Somebody said Devine got 6 more months for trying to rape somebody.
What?
Got to a fight for trying to rape and got 6 more months.
Now
you're
supposed
to be
episode.
I don't
believe that.
Take it from now. Oh, shit. Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon. And lovely darling.
Is it
Jasmine Couture.
Why are y'all so quiet?
Come on.
We're waiting for you to come
on. Hello, CEO.
Hello.
Hey, Jasmine.
I'm just so quiet and shit, and still let me come on.
Well, you hit your intro. We wasn't going to talk through your intro.
Why
would
I hear
you? I was waiting here. I was born with my hand.
Hello,
how's everybody doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Don't do it, London.
So are they taking your title away as well?
No one can take something that they never gave me, so.
Oof.
That was
true.
How can you take something that you didn't give?
True.
Right.
That is very true.
Yeah, that would be really just disrespectful to the person that actually gave it out. So, I mean,
gave out what?
Like, you say, how can they take it back? Like, well, if you didn't give it to them. So whoever gave the status, how can they take it back from that person? That would be rude to that person.
What is status?
I'm not talking about literally in the sense of it, like, because we all know that we have our own thing, guys, but I'm saying, like, whoever really do deem people, like, if you was to come behind somebody and say, I'm going to take a status back to somebody else deemed, like, that would be rude. Like, how could you do that? You can't do that. Like, then that means you would be arguing with the, your other fellow icon, a person, or whoever.
Chad, that ain't gonna happen. This all is just a mess.
So, I'm on here tonight to talk about what you guys want to talk about tomorrow night.
I want to talk.
Did you
about,
already talk about what they, about that law that they doing? I think you, you know, I think you did talk about it, Jasmine. I might be a little slow, but if you did, you could just cut me off. But y'all talked about what they doing to the people in Uganda, right?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I met a young man from Uganda earlier at work.
Oh wow.
Yeah. That was really crazy. I just brought that up. I met him at work. I can't really say a lot about it, but I met him at work. Basically, I sum it up. I met him at work in my department, and he basically was injured, and he's here, you know, I guess illegally. He didn't want to say too much or do too much, and he basically tried to get up. He's been trying to get up and leave, you know, but they're basically keeping him there. I don't know if my job is going to call anybody on him, but, you know, he was talking about the whole gay thing. He didn't talk about the gay thing. He just said he didn't like gays, you know, or whatever. So, I mean, I really didn't pick up whether he knew I was gay or whether he just said it out of nowhere. You know, we was having a small conversation, and I kind of squeezed that in there, and he said he hate gays. And I was just like, oh. And that was the end of that conversation.
And then y'all marched.
Well, listen, with all the buffoonery that's happening right now in the ballroom scene.
What'd you say,
huh? I said, with all the buffoonery that is happening right now in the ballroom scene, there's a lot of stuff that does need to be talked about and addressed. But,
You're going to tell the people to call in, James? It's 12:57.
It's 1:57.
I mean, I'm 1:57. I'm sorry.
Yeah, call in if you want to stay on the show. 347-215-6820. We're about to go into record mode and stuff of that nature. But with everything that's happening right now in the ballroom scene, I kind of
Jasmine,
think that,
they're saying
you know,
you sound muffled.
Do I sound muffled to you?
You don't sound now.
Yeah.
Okay. With all the buffoonery that is happening now in the ballroom scene, why is my phone is blowing up? There's a lot of stuff that we do need to talk about and we do need to address. But I'm leaving it up to the public because personally, a lot of it is throwing me off. You know, I'm losing a lot of interest in it. Period. So I'm leaving it up to the public. You know, on Wednesday night, the State of Emergency show, you know, I give you guys that platform to talk about stuff that you guys feel need to be addressed and talked about and try to come up with solutions or just listen to other people's opinions about stuff. But there's so many things that I don't even know what direction to even go in. So I leave it really up to you guys. You know, we can sit here and continue to talk about people throwing these sponsored balls and reaching out to organizations and patronizing people and taking their money and money being missing and all the rest of that bullshit. I don't even know what that's all about. We can talk about the statuses and what is a real star and a real statement, a real legend, a real icon, and the procedure in getting to that level, which we talked about a year ago. You know, we could talk about the, you know, quote unquote taking away of statuses or who should be in control of them. We could talk about the Kiki scene versus the real scene and how they are becoming more popular and having fun, you know, by the week. There's a lot of things we can talk about. You know, the rise and the fall of, you know, leaders and legends and icons that are, you know, contributing to this scene, and now they're just leaving and resigning and giving up. You know, there's just a lot. So where do you guys want to go with it? Or do we just open this door and just talk about everything? What do you guys want to do?
I think we should talk about the resigning of the ballroom. Like, what is the purpose of resigning from the ballroom? Like, putting out four-page letters and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, not totally talk about that on the show, but I'm just saying, you know, that should definitely be a point because what's the point of that, like, resigning from the ballroom? Like, what are you really doing? If you go away,
that's like,
that is like
a key to me. When I read that, I'm like, how are you resigning from something that was you were never hired to do?
Right. So it's like you're leaving, but like if you go anywhere, why do you have to tell everybody?
Well, when you break up with someone, why do you tell them?
Because I don't, you know, it's over or it's just not working out.
Well, you gotta think, you know, you gotta think of it in their defense.
In both of their defenses, they were both leaders within their in the community as far as their houses go and the children go and things of that sort. So if they're stepping down, it would be only right for the house to know and other members to know that they're no longer a part of this.
Yeah, but don't you think the members would let everybody know? I mean, it's everybody's on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not seeing the point of putting it out publicly to everyone in the community, letting them know that you're going away. Like, if you don't come to a couple of balls, that's either me. You know what 9 times out of 10 people want to think anyway. I mean, either you're in jail. Something, you know, or you're dead. So if you don't come out, like, you know, people are going to have their own assumptions anyway. Why would you need to write a forwarded letter letting the ballroom community know why you're leaving? You could have just did that between your house members and pumped.
Right, but I think when you do it, yourself, you're setting the record straight so that nobody can come back later and make up their own rumor about you, or make them form their own conclusions about why you left, because you already made it clear, I'm leaving, these are the reasons why I'm leaving, this is why I left, and that's all to it. So if anybody says, well, child, she left because they were going to do this because she never had her money at the ball, she's already stated why she was leaving. So anything else you want to say, you just made it up.
Okay, and then you do all of that to come back, and then what?
Well, then if they come back, then they just made a fool out of themselves.
Yeah, they just made a fool out of themselves. But I think the procedure that they went through is kind of valid, you know, because of who they are, judges, leaders, you know, founders of certain houses, and, you know, they probably are on committees and, you know, things of that sort. But, you know, it's probably best to
do it that way.
And like Jason said, to cover their tracks. You know, you never know. But, I mean, the bottom line is, like, you know, like you have, like you're saying, Mark, is like, really, like, who gives a fuck? Just leave it alone. So, if he isn't here and there with that. Naima, what's your opinion on all this?
Well,
oh, Lord.
I look at it like this. If you look at the scene as a job, and you walk certain categories and you win them and you get paid or whatever, you know, or like it's like a temporary job or something like that or what have you, and you want to give a resignation letter or you want to say I'm over them, tired, had enough, you know, I retire, I quit, or whatever the case may be, okay, fine, that's how you look at it. But, you know, a lot of us, including myself, we sit around and we say, oh, this is just extracurricular, you know, and it's really not that serious, this and the other. To me, it's a key. I like the competition, and I like to come out and enjoy myself. But really, at the end of the day, it's no shade. And I've told this to my father, Dexter, and I said it to my mother, Cabbage, over and over again. I could care less about the scene. I could care less where it goes, what's going on, and everything like that, because there's too many things that's prior at hand that's more important in my life. And some people, it just goes to show you the chance, and some people just really, really take it more serious than what it really is supposed to be. Some people really, like you said before, they don't have any lives. This is their life. Some people just don't have, you know, families, or they don't have, like, a social network that they have outside of the scene, and this is what they have to resort to and they live by. You have people that actually, like, want to fight over
statuses. They want to fight over, you know, who deemed me, who didn't, and who's worthy of deeming this person and stuff like that. I mean, come on, you don't see the king, the queen of England fighting over shit like that.
Let me say some of those statuses. And for the record, I am saying this. What is today's date?
The 28th. November 28th.
November 28th at 2:05 a.m. To all the other icons and legends that are sitting around talking about statuses, get the fuck over it. Leave it alone. And worry about everything else that is happening within this ballroom scene.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All the money that is being taken away, all the drugs, all the abuse, all the molestation, all the robbery, all the deaths. You're talking about the wrong statuses, all the people getting locked up, all the people getting attacked, the way this straight society, quote unquote, heterosexual society is looking at us now because we're all over YouTube and WorldStar and we're still being gay bashed and attacked verbally. And all the YouTube videos about gay people and bisexual people, and we are the trademark and the poster children of AIDS. We need to do something about, worry about that. We need to get together and worry about that. Not worrying about who did what in the community. We're fighting among each other. We're killing each other. We're tearing each other down over who did what in the fucking ballroom on a fucking runway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's too much going on. Somebody is going to, God forbid, get killed in this scene over a trophy, over a judge on a panel, over a category. It is just too much going on. That's what we need to worry about. Too many balls, too many promoters, wannabe promoters, too much of everything, and we need to worry about the right thing, because all you're doing is chasing everybody away.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because the truth behind the fact, Mama's tired of paying the bills every month for this radio show, listening to the same bullshit for the past 5 years. So we need to do something. It's another year. We need to do something. And Enrique said something that I totally agree with. A lot of these people are doing this shit to stay relevant and to have something to hold on to. But as we're still trying to hold on to this, a whole new scene is forming, and they all are having fun, and I give them all my blessings. Because this is becoming too much. And that's my opinion. And take it or leave it. Because no one can ever take anything away that I've done. You can't even compare or match to it.
Hmm.
And my name is Jasmine Couture. Like it or not. So I can care less. And I care less about anybody else out there as well. Everyone should still feel the same, because at the end of the evening, it's what you have done and what you know you're capable of doing. I agree with Milan 100%. I agree with Stewart 100%. I agree with Andre. I agree with Perry. I agree with Marco. I agree with everyone. There's a lot that is happening, and we need to do something, but we're all going in the wrong direction.
But you know, Jasmine, that's easier said than done. You know, everybody can sit around and say that, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to do this, we need to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people, and I'm, like I said, I'm not passing judgment, but I'm just a person on, you know, in the scene, but not really in the scene, but really looking at the bigger picture. And to me, I see a lot of people sitting around, okay, on their high horses. Some, you know, they feel like, you know, that they better than other people, whatever like that. And they like to talk. You know, they like to just talk. It's just like, let's sit around, let's have a meeting, or let's get a room, and we just talk. You see, there's a difference in talking and then putting something forth. You know, it'd be the same way. It'd be almost the same way when you tell somebody, tell your child that, oh, I'm gonna do this for you, if you get straight A's or whatever the case may be, and then they get the A's and you don't do shit. You know, I'd rather see some type of producer, some type of something that you can actually see, something that's tangible.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I mean, like, why would any of this need to be structured from something that comes from fun? Like, how do you structure fun?
What's supposed to be fun? And you know what? And you're absolutely right, Ma. I don't know how you do that, because it lets you know that the ball scene went from being fun and a place to go, and it's supposed to be a safe haven. You compete, you have a good time, and you can enjoy it.
This is Jasmine's original comment less than 3 minutes ago. You're chasing people away.
Chasing people away, yeah.
Especially
these better icons
the
out here, because there's a lot of better icons and a lot of better legends. It's a lot of better people, but mainly the ones who could holler and talk about they're going to do this and they're going to do that are these better, miserable icons and legends and these people that are supposed to be, you know, these quote-unquote leaders or whatever. They're bitter. They're angry, and like Jasmine said, they're trying to stay relevant. It's just like, girl, get a life.
I think
okay?
A lot of people are missing the fact that this thing coming up wasn't, like, kind of from a bitter place for some people. This kind of came up when that whole, you know, thing with Harold and Terry kind of started. This was kind of pushed through with that. Like, I really don't think this is actually coming for everybody like they're doing. I mean, I still do feel the same way I feel, but I really think this comes from a different place at some point. It may come from a lot of different avenues, but that is stirring the pot.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, when I came out in 94, 93 going into 94, when I was introduced to the ballroom scene, whatever, and I came out, I mean, I couldn't wait for another ball to happen in Baltimore or D.C. or Philadelphia, or even New York, when I used to come into the Mark Ballroom, or when I used to come to the Philly YMC and stuff like that. I used to have a gay old time.
That's fever, Naima. That's that fever. That's that ballroom fever.
You know, wanting to see the people compete, wanting to, you know, just watch the talent and stuff like that. Like, I had a good time. You know, of course, you know, you see the fights or whatever it could be, but all in all, I really had a good time. It has went from me having a good time to, like, sometimes, don't get me wrong, I still have a good time, but it's like a depressing, leeching spirit when you go into the balls now. To me, that's my opinion, again.
Hey,
but this
let
is
me
what
know
I feel.
And I be going to
when you go to a ball now, can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you go to a ball now, you go there with a chip on your shoulder. And when I say a chip on your shoulder, I don't mean it's like you against somebody else. It's pretty much you go there with the expectation that something negative is going to happen. When is it going to be a fight? All the categories are not going to be called. The money's not going to be given out. Some bullshit is going to happen on the panel. We all go with the expectations of that now. We don't go with having fun. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to see my girlfriend. I can't wait to see this category. I can't wait to see everybody. It's always going to be something is going to happen. And we realize that because why? Something always happens. It's bound to happen. That is something that we need to focus on. And I think the bottom line is the only way that this is going to be fixed is if we all start at home. But everybody that feels that there is an issue, start at home. Start, number one, with yourself and with your house. And then get your house together. You can't clean up nobody else's backyard if your backyard is full of shit. Ain't nothing you can do if you can't do for yourself and for your own people. And that is the truth. How can you sit here and try to guide, help, do anything for anybody when you need help, when you need guidance? And I'm speaking the truth. And they can like it or not, because there's nothing that nobody can do to me. But it's the truth. And that's the problem. A lot of people don't like the truth. They don't. I'm not sitting here with millions of dollars in my bank account. If I was, I wouldn't be playing on motherfucking Powerball tomorrow.
Okay. Jasmine, somebody.
There's only but so much I can do, because I have to do for myself, my household, the people that are around me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my real life. Why do you think Jasmine doesn't have a house or doesn't really want to be involved with houses? I tried it for a couple of months, and I said, oh, child, this is too much, because it takes away from my day-to-day activities. I know what's important in my life, my business, my home, my relationship, my family, my everything. That's what's most important for me. And then I can go on and do what I can do. In the meantime, I listen. I answer the messages where people reach out to me. I talk to the community as they want to talk and they need advice and guidance and help. I only can do but what I can do, but so much. And that's where it needs to start. It really needs to start. They need to start with themselves and start with their own houses, their own gay kids, and start, and then maybe it'll spread. We're spreading the wrong viruses out there. Spread the virus of positivity. Spread something good out there.
Well, Jasmine, you know, this is what I feel about that. You had said something that I've always thought about when you said that people are going and they automatically, you know, have, like you said, not a chip on their shoulder as in, oh, I don't like this person, but they already have this, oh, I'm going to this function, oh, I hope nobody be fighting, or they're going to try it on the panel, they're going to do. I am a firm believer of you attract what you think on the most. I've just always thought that. And then, you know, I believe if you keep on saying something, you keep on thinking something, then you're going to get what you want. If you keep thinking about it, it's going to eventually happen. If people start changing their mind and start saying, let's go have a good time, let's go have fun, let's go socialize, let's go maybe to change that environment. Because like I said, I believe that when you think on something strong enough, you're going to get what you want. And that's how, like, some of them people, when you look at the ball, you'd be like, what were they fighting for? And it'd be so foolish, you'd be like, then somebody will say, like, their last fight, they came there with foolishness. You see what I'm saying? So you'd be like, when they walked in, they had, like, this look on his face, or they looked like they was bothered, or either, like, they didn't want to be there. If you feel that bad, don't go to the function. I've never understood that. If you feel like it's going to be shade, or this is going to be, why pay your money to
go
somewhere?
Well, to be honest with you, J-Rob, they are. They're listening to exactly what you said. They are.
I don't understand.
They're not coming no more. They're not caring no more.
And I think that if you have functions like, I think that's why the Kiki scene is growing. And then not only the Kiki scene, when you have these new areas that's trying to learn and they keep reporting back, oh, it was no fighting or something like that, or they had a good time. What really tripped me out was when I called back. I'm not trying to say that no scene is better than the next scene, but it's just weird. If you listen to the archives, I called back after the Dallas Lipstick Ball and the big conference and the pageant scene and stuff like that. I called back, and everybody tried to make it look like, oh, girl, that must was boring. Why was it boring? Because there was no fighting. There was no, like, bickering. Everybody had a good time. I thought that's what everybody wanted. But then when you give what they say they want, that's not what they want. This scene wants drama. They feed into that. That's what they want. If it ain't no drama, then they don't want to attend it.
And it's true. I agree. I agree with that as well. That's what they thrive on. The Monday show would be very boring if there was no ball or nothing happened that weekend.
Or if the ball,
if nothing happened within that week, there would be really nothing to talk about on the Monday show.
And you're right, because my thing is, who wants to talk about, oh, the ball was successful, everybody got their cash, we had fun, we had a good old time, blah, blah, blah. No callers. They want to hear old
and the conversation didn't last for a minute. There's nothing to talk about.
Jasmine, Mr. Man from the Rum wanted me to say, Marco did the Midwest Dirty. Can you imagine if after his letter he got overwhelming support to stay? Overwhelming support to stay. So I guess he's saying that when some of these people resign, what they're hoping for is that someone will reach out to them and beg them to stay. No, please don't go. Please stay. We need you or whatever. That was what he wanted to say. What I wanted to say is the first ball that I had been participating going through was Gaggle Wing. And it wasn't about the ball. It was about seeing the people that I've talked to, that I've had conversations with, seeing my friends that I call family, hanging out with you all. So it really didn't even matter to me if the ball went on or not, because I came to the ball with the positive energy of I'm here to have a good time with my friends.
Right, exactly.
I never understood. When I go see a Broadway play, I don't take mace, I don't take my taser, I don't bring a gun with me to a play. When I go to a concert, I don't take that kind of stuff with me because you don't have a mindset for that. So I don't understand why people have the mindset that I need to take this stuff with me. When I came out in the 80s, in the 90s, late 90s, and stuff like that, when we went to balls, the ball was over, you would see people sitting on cars talking, laughing, joking, having fun. Yes, it was an occasional fight, but after the fight, people got over it the next week. You didn't talk about it. These days, because of the Internet, because of Facebook, and I can say, yes, we're guilty to it too. Sometimes we egg stuff on and we keep it going when it needs to stop. So we all play a party in some part in keeping the negativity going. But if we go into it like J-Rock said, if I go to like the Winter Ball or whatever, I'm gonna have a good time, I'm going to see my friends, I'm not worrying about no fights. You can threaten me, you can say what you want, but you're not going to encourage me to be a negative person because you want to be negative. I'm not going to go there worrying about if this is going to happen or if that's going to happen. When you live and operate in dysfunction, you bring dysfunction. Mm. I mean, it's sad. I mean, when back in Ballroom Institute, when we used to, like a year or so ago, when we all, I think me and Mark met in Ballroom Institute, when they used to talk about what positive things we could do, we're saying the same things now that was said a year and a half ago. If you go back to those archives and you read those messages, it starts with the leaders. It starts with the people that supposed to be that are demanding respect. It starts at the top. Sometimes you gotta cut their head off and start all over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, after the Kiki scene, they cut a lot of people's heads off and they started all over again.
And if you notice, there's no fights or none of all that Karen or
they fight, but the thing about it is they make their own legends and icons, and they respectfully make them because of what they see them for. It's not, you know, a battle between this and a battle between that. It's like, it's kind of like a no holds barred between them because they have their own houses, but people kind of fluctuate to different houses and they have their own mothers. It's just like the ballroom, but it's just the Kiki. You know what I mean? It's not really that serious. That's the whole point of the word Kiki.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. These last couple of weeks, the show, we've had a Kiki because it's just like us talking on the phone to each other. But these last couple of shows, when the summertime came and it was a ball every Monday, we all had something to laugh at. We all had said, but now that this ball situation has slowed down, on Mondays you stretching and you reaching to find a topic to talk about, or you're trying to find something to hold on to keep the people interested. Like when we have a positive show, just like in the room, if you go back and you look in the room tonight, when we started talking about regular Kiki stuff, oh, this show is late, this show is boring. I mean, and Kelly has said the same thing, and everything that Kelly has ever said that I have listened to on Tens and Chops on a Monday night, because I'm now on this show, I now understand Kelly's frustration sometimes, because you can't please everyone. I mean, if I was a weak-minded person or if my self-esteem wasn't where it was, some of the stuff that they say in that room could break you down. But I laugh at that because if I can give a read, I can damn sure take a read.
Hell yeah.
So you can break me down. You can call me a knot. But see, but what you don't know about this knot is you don't know the things that this knot does in his spare time to help other people, because that's what we should be doing as a community. When I got stuff in my house that I can't feed, use or can't and don't have any issue use for, I find a church and I donate it to. I donate my time when I can. I give when I can. That's what makes me somebody. I don't need you to call me a legend, an icon, a statement, or a star because I walked 10 balls from here to West Jabippe.
Right.
Because I come up to your judges panel and I threaten to do this or I threaten to do that. I don't need you to I don't need you to do that. And none of us should need that. It should be about fun. It should be about fun, and it should be about respect. I respect you enough to say that, yes, you turned the fuck out of that category. Next time, the next person needs to come a little harder. We don't put no interest. We're lazy as fuck. We look for the quickest way out of any situation now, be it prostituting, be it drug dealing, be it whatever, because we're lazy as fuck and we don't want to take the time and energy into doing anything. So if you live in a half-ass life, you're going to live a half-ass existence, period.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm going to be angry. Yes, I can see some people being angry because this is all they have. This is all they've ever had. So how dare you tell me, or how dare you question who a bitch, do you know who I am? How dare you? This is my life, and I respect that this is your life. But, baby, that ain't life. Alexa said a long time ago, are you living or are you just motherfucking existing?
I just think, you know, you made valid points, and Jasmine always makes valid points. You know, but and one thing that, you know, that's still ringing in my head now that she said a little while ago is that, if anything, these people who keep wanting to talk about status and talk about they need to do this, they want to structure this, and like Moss said, how do you structure fun? It's pushing people away. Like, people just, they don't want to be, it's like, oh,
Naima, if you think about it, you can go back and just say, if you think about it, if you have to ask that question, then maybe it's not fun no more.
Jasmine, can you, Switchboard, can you unmute Nicole? She has something to say.
I didn't even know she was still on here. I thought she was hitting it out, tonight to vote night.
Well, what
Nicole?
Okay.
Why is my phone is carrying? Hold on. Baby, stop texting. Okay, I get that you're listening and everything, but you're texting me, and by you blowing up my text, I can't control nothing. Stop texting. I know, I see y'all pressing one. I'm trying to come to y'all, Nicole and Alexis, but they're blowing up my phone. And I can't get to the window. Hold on.
Well,
oh my God. I'm coming, guys.
Well, while you're getting Nicole and Alexis, somebody said something that was very interesting to me. I don't think the legends and the icons really understand how much anticipation the ballroom scene was waiting for that 666 category when they thought they was supposed to see all those people and just have a good time. And they always talking about making changes and stuff. I think everybody's intentions for, like, that gag and ween ball was to go get they fucking life. And then when it failed, it was kind of like, bitch, this is what we talking about. Fuck them. Because, I mean, everywhere I see people say that, bitch, I really wish that would have went down. That would have been everything, you know. And it's just like they failed. It felt like a lot of the younger people feel like, oh, they failed us just like they always failed us. Then they want us to respect them. Fuck that. That's what you're going to get.
I got to get to a computer.
I mean, I just think that being as though we're all just having fun. I mean, it should be taken just how the Kiki scene has it, just fun. When I go to a ball, I really don't. I really, nowadays, I go to pay attention to some of the stuff, but, I mean, honestly, I'm usually stoned at the ball. I'm having a good time. So whatever's going on over there, I'm not worried about it because I'm over here. So, I mean, it really doesn't bother me to a degree, but I really just think that it's just a lot, you know, it's just a lot going on, like Jasmine said. It's just not fun anymore. So, I mean.
Nicole, you're on.
Hello. Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi.
Okay. I was trying to get on for so long. Jasmine, kudos. I love everything you said. Jason, I am banging my head against the wall, and I applaud you for taking responsibility because that's one thing I have to do. We got to take responsibility. But what I wanted to say something, but somebody was talking about the Kiki scene. I wanted to tell you, no, the gig is up. They left the big scene and went to the Kiki scene, and I got news for you. All of them are drugged up. All of them are running around getting high. They all are doing the same. It's when you go there now, they in the bathrooms and stuff, and we're talking about 16, 14, 15-year-old. That's what we should be talking about. That's what they all sit in there, and they have to constantly be tested, all these different kids. So different things is going on in the Kiki scene, and the big scene is falling apart, and all the in-between people are taking the habits to all the young kids now, and now it's the same way. There's no big difference in the Kiki scene now. I need to let you guys know that. There's no, before, when they didn't allow 21 and older and adults to come in they scene, now this scene is populated with all the members from this scene, and they are on K like crazy, and they are on all this, and we're talking about 15, 16, because they think it's fab because the big people from the big scene come there, and they all hipped on what you said, Jason, their only life, the only thing that they know. So this is what you do. You go out, you go to the boys, you meet a fab girlfriend, you do some jokes, you learn the talent, you vogue down, you up the year, you sleeping with the best, you die like the rest.
Yeah, but Nicole, we used to do the, I mean, I'm not to say we, including you, but a lot of us used to go right there.
No, we all used to do the same thing, but not all of us. Not everybody's built alike. Not everybody can abstain that type of stuff. Now, I'm still here, but a lot of my girlfriends aren't. Jasmine, you know.
We're not, yes.
I'm not, don't get it twisted. I did all of the above. But I had to decide to go in a different direction or to want to go in a different direction. It's all that I know, too. I had to decide
Alexis,
what I want to do
Alexis,
something different.
You're back on as well.
Hey, guys, can y'all hear me?
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen. Nicole, you made some valid points. Yeah, a lot of the girls are going to this thing, but I think the foundation is still there. Like, they're legitimately having fun. Like, being going to a couple myself and just seeing them, there's not a lot of politics. They're having fun.
No, I mean, Arike, I'm not going to – I have a house. My house is a very popular house, and the house I'm involved in, I'm the co-founder of that. I'm really involved with children. I deal with them. That's all I do when I'm not being there. And from what I've seen and what I have come to my door and what I see listening, yo, the big people, they ruined their scene then. Because they all now are living for the people who are stars and statements in the big scene. Because they are children trying to be a part of something. So they're not acknowledging the legends. If you go to the Kiki scene, Jasmine, and you are a legend, you walk in there, you are automatic icon. They could have never seen you before or nothing. That's just the life that you get. Now, if you're somebody in the big scene who's just the star in the Kiki scene, you're their everything. And remember, those are people who are going through the experience in the drugs, experience the hotel, experience in the craft. So where are they taking it to? The younger people. So it just goes down from generation to generation to generation to generation. That's all. So I think that's what we should be trying to address or trying to help. Being a part of it, adding on to it, talking about things that we just cannot change, talking about things that's just going to keep being blown up, and it's just a topic for the night every night. It really is irrelevant because there's some real shit, like i.e. Jasmine, i.e. Jason. So it's some real, real shit going on. Mm-hmm.
I agree, 100%.
I agree.
Definitely.
I do.
Yeah. And there's some real, like you're saying, real.
Real, Jasmine. No, I'm not, y'all not getting it. I mean, in the most bingiest way, like real shit going on.
All of that stuff that they're doing, I get totally what you're saying.
It's some real, and you gag that they're only 14.
I mean, because what gets me and what frustrates me and what frustrated me last night is that here in Maryland, here in Baltimore, there were organizations like HERO. HERO was an organization here that was HIV AIDS funded. And the queens in the ballroom scene got a hold of that thing, and that program is gone. That program is gone.
Is there?
Yes, because of people mismanaging money, people embezzling money, people doing this, people doing that,
mm-hmm.
It's gone. So to hear these situations where these people are coming out and they're writing grants or they're getting this money and it's being misused and it's not going to the right places, and I understand that one hand washes the other. They give the money so that you can get tested, so they can get the numbers. But when the money is not going where it should go and it's not reaching the people that it should reach, what
Amen.
Is the purpose? Where is the greater good?
Well, what a lot of people fail to realize is that we don't have, that's nothing that we can really control. You cannot control if Nicole has a ball and doesn't do right with the funds.
Right.
That's out of our control. We cannot control somebody out here sleeping with this person for money. You can't control human beings. You cannot. The only thing that you really can control at the end of the day is this status situation. So that's why a lot of people are holding on to it. Now,
no, you can't control that either.
You can't control that.
Listen.
How? I'm here, please.
Listen. What I'm saying is because you can't be deemed unless somebody does it. Right.
And if they're doing it, they tell them that they didn't do it. So you
right,
have to argue your point and prove that.
At the end of the day, it's still somebody had did it at one point, regardless if I come back and say, oh, no, I didn't do it. It was done at one point.
If your icon is legendary, your status shouldn't even be questionable.
So, no, Mark, the status situation is very touchy because you have people who actually have done things in the scene. And people don't, just because their girlfriend wasn't seen first, they feel like, oh, no, it's not this person's time.
I think that you can control it, sister. You can control it by controlling yourself. So you can control it by controlling yourself and whether you want to be bothered with the bullshit.
Right. Well,
that's how you
this.
Can control it.
My thing is this. A ballroom is, like somebody said, it's not funny anymore. I come to balls when I come. Just to have fun.
Right.
You know, it's not, when you first came out, Naima, it is totally different than
totally.
What it used to be. You know, you used to come out because you wanted to see these girls battle. It's just, it's like going through the motions all over again. You don't go, but you don't really, oh, girl, I don't want to feel like really being bothered. You know, and ballroom has become more expensive than what it used to be. Because now you have to keep up with the Joneses.
But that's also going back
and
to
And they've been dead since HIV became popular. You know what I think, Jasmine? And y'all know, first of all, don't even play me. Y'all know what I give. I'm going to keep it real if I pull my own card. Nobody's telling the truth. Nobody's telling their story. Everybody's complaining, and everybody's talking about somebody else's hotel room and everything, but they ain't telling them a way to get out. They're not telling them what they need to do. And I'm going to be honest, because this is what I have learned, and I can say this. I have been really kicked in my ass by trying to be save a soul. But guess what I've learned? I did my part. That's all I was supposed to do. And if they didn't get saved, that's not up to me. I'm not their God. They have to deal with it. But I did my part. So nobody's saying anything. Nobody want to talk about why everybody's here and how we have apartments. Nobody want to talk about how these people can get food. Nobody want to talk about this medicine, Travada, Trulika, and all. Nobody talks about that. We still want to talk about where everything. Let's
about
talk
the
about
what
it.
Saying,
tell
Nicole?
The truth. Nobody wants to talk about that. No, Alexis. This is why I don't do this, and I don't get involved. because I'm too passionate and I feel like, come on, shut the fuck up. What are we sitting here doing? Everybody that's reading got a story. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody telling it.
What's the point of talking about it if it's so common that it's really nothing more to talk about?
What, because your story can help another story, and the generation keeps changing day by day. I get younger and they're getting younger.
I said that so long ago, you will be surprised at so many people that have a story to tell. But, you know, we have to also remember, society does not allow people to tell their story.
No, ballroom doesn't, because you're a legend.
No,
ballroom
society,
doesn't.
Wait a
ballroom
minute,
doesn't.
Because it's just like we're being a bisexual male. Society does not allow you to live your life how you want to live it. Because so many people are so they want to criticize so bad. But you have to remember, and when you point the finger, I'm pointing my finger at my front door right now, and I got three more points back at me.
Okay.
Yes, you better. I'm in
so
the mirror.
So you have to realize, and I don't fault people. I have had friends, we will have deep conversations. And the girls, you will have a conversation with somebody else, and before you get back home, somebody is calling you, telling you, well, girl, why did you call so-and-so-and-so and say so-and-so-and-so and say, and you're like, well, bitch. So, Nicole, a lot of people don't tell their story because people are it's so hard out here. Bitch, you tell your story today, and I promise you, it's 2:41 in the morning. I promise you, by 3:41, your story is all over Facebook.
Well,
and
guess
anybody,
what? I did
listen,
that
hold
already.
On. No, the reason I said is because the guy, I was talking to this guy, he was reading this girl in a group. I said, why? Why are you doing that? He said, I'm affected. I'm affected and I'm infected.
Wow.
He said, but I said, do you know how it would make somebody else feel who isn't comfortable with their self? To tell somebody else, if you were positive and you told your friend that you're really in love with, I'm positive, and he looks at you like, oh, and he walks out your door, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think I do understand.
I thought I got disconnected.
No, 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 no. You didn't get
this feel.
I was letting you finish.
It makes you feel horrible. But at the end of the day, Alexis, you'll know what's real and what's not. You never needed that person in your life in the first place.
Not even just that. When you are comfortable with yourself and you okay with yourself, what people think and say does not matter. And you can tell your story and sweep dust on it because it doesn't matter.
Listen, you can say you don't give a fuck what people say about you all the fuck you want. But a bitch do care what motherfuckers say about them at the end of the damn day. I don't give a fuck who you are.
I don't.
You care.
I don't believe that.
Oh, trust me.
It's about the person. I believe it's about the person or maybe the situation, but I don't, because you can't stop what people are going to say.
No, you can't stop them.
You can't. I think it's the person now. Like, if you are saying it, and I feel maybe I'm affected because we rock like that. But if someone else saying it, if I care nothing about them, I care nothing about what they say, and I don't even know who the fuck they are, so it doesn't matter.
So you mean to tell me if this man, you don't even know this man, they were like, oh, Nicole, I heard you sick. That wouldn't affect
you? I would have said you did. See, you can't play with me like that. And like Enrique say, it comes with age. Because you can't play them type of things or that type of playing thing with me, because I'll send you home crying. With my truth alone, you're going to come back to me and say, you know what? I wanted to tell you about me. That's where I'm at with it. So you're not going to do that. Stuff don't affect me, and it doesn't bother me. And you have to be comfortable in yourself to want to express yourself like a leader or to put yourself out there. Every time I put myself out there, I'm expecting for whatever to come back. Sometimes I'm more nervous than hell. I'm like, whoa, child, what's going to happen now? But whatever it's going to be, let it be.
Right. I'm sorry. I say too much for somebody to come at me in a bad way and still worry about it. I just really don't care. I don't.
If you do, you better not say it.
But you know what? We're not 18. We're not 15. We're not like that. We're not in that demographics anymore.
Never.
Right, and you know what? What's so over about that, Arike? We're not in it, nor should we play in it, nor should we be introducing in it, nor should we be dancing in it. And if you are in a situation, what the fuck are you doing? Dancing with a 15, 19, or a 20-year-old? Wink, wink. Everybody goes and we do all these things, and we ourselves play a part of it, but we ourselves are killing the community itself with all the tainted things. Everything is not about just HIV. Everything is not just about drugs. These kids are coming from some real abusive backgrounds, some with no mom, some with rape, some already positive, believe it or not.
Right, that's true.
We're not studying the right things. We're just doing what, like Jasmine said, she's been, and I applaud what she said, like, we just keep, okay, next week we're talking about the status, and now who's going to, okay, now the conversation is going to be whose status is getting taken away. And we go, but nobody's talking about the right statuses, and how can we keep a number on that?
Well, I'm going to say this. As a parent in the Baldwin community, I have 10 kids. Me and my 10, we have no secrets.
None of my work. You better
me
eat
and
that
my
bitch.
Ten. We have no secrets. If anything was affecting me, or anything that is infecting
mm-hmm.
me, my kids know.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything mm-hmm. is affecting them or infecting them,
mm-hmm.
I know.
Very
and
important.
As a mother in this community, it is my responsibility to make sure that my 10 are taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't give a fuck
and
who
that,
you are.
That
Let me tell you something.
And
I have reached
exactly
out.
Exactly what I said. It all starts at home. Just like
yeah.
I have reached out
control,
to many.
That's what more people need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have reached out to many people. But February, I started a class at Housing Works Incorporated. To be a case manager.
I loved it. Oh, really?